junior and senior class that have all been contributing since their freshman year. They've took some lumps over the last couple of seasons, but now you're seeing this Riverside team and all this experience and all this talent coming together. But they have a road matchup here at Troy tonight, and again, Troy, they battled some injuries early. This is a complete different style, because Troy wants to throw it. Riverside, they want to ground and pound.
Now, let me tell you one thing. So at the beginning of the year, I went to one jamboree, and the jamboree I went to was Riverside. I saw Riverside and Troy. And between both of those teams, they excelled. They played great. It was fun watching those two teams specifically match up against each other and play. Again, you compare the style of the running and the passing between Troy and Troy. They have continued to excel that, especially with Gannon Bowe.
So again, Riverside at Troy, Derek Jasper is the head coach over at Troy, and he is, let's say, very impressed with what he has seen out of Riverside so far.
You know, they feel a little bit different this year. We've got the better of them the last couple of years, but something feels different down there this year. It looks like they really kind of got it going on. For a 1A team, you don't see this very often. They have terrific size and physicality, and they also have the athletes and speed. That's a nice combination for 1A school. And a lot of times, you know, we are in a deficit as far as size and physicality, but a lot of times we have an advantage in speed and athleticism, and that's not going to happen this week. They've got that combination.
Again, talking to both of these coaches this week, Bryce Payton as well at Riverside, turnovers and penalties, they both mentioned that as big keys for tonight's game. You'll hear from both coaches during the pregame show. Derek Jasper for Troy, Bryce Payton at Riverside. This will be our feature game on 103.9. Again, 2-0 teams in district play. And Troy, they get Centralia next week. If Troy wins tonight, that would be a battle potentially for the district championship next week at Centralia. All right, staying in this district, Donovan West 1-4, Moorhill Mounts Academy 2-3. Both teams 0-2 in district play, but the Ravens, due to points, right now holding that fourth spot and have a chance at home here to at least keep themselves in the playoff mix.
Yeah, you just mentioned penalties. Moorhill, they struggled last week with penalties. They had 9 penalties on the game against Centralia. I mean, it was a rough loss against Centralia, 52-0. And this week, they're looking for a bounce-back game. They get a bounce-back game at home. And they really want to take on this Donovan West Mustang team. And then, I talked to Coach John Polino, the Mustangs, earlier on the week, and he was telling me, you know, he really just wants to grind out this run game. He just wants to get it going. And he's had a lot of success behind his running backs, especially his senior, Kelby Windmeyer.
So again, a monster one with Centralia. Right now, Troy, Riverside, again, those are the top three teams in this district. Speaking of the Panthers, they go to Horton tonight. Centralia has dominated the last three meetings with the Chargers. Haven't played since 2021, but 63-7, the Panthers won it. Again, back a few years ago. So a lot of good stuff in that classification. We're going to step aside for a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you set for some two-way matchups. The Friday Night Fever Show. It's brought to you by GN Banks.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 25th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Other various prizes are available.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Hop shopping. Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require. From simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed, Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Chances are you didn't wake up thinking about buying tires today. Only about 2% of the population are ready to buy anything on a given day. But when that day comes that you're in the 2% and you need new tires, Commercial Tire Solution can help you find the Michelin or BF Goodrich tires you need. Dylan Keim has the very best selection of Michelin or BF Goodrich tires, the very best for your money. So when you're in the 2%, see Commercial Tire Solutions, just north of Seneca on Highway 63, and buy online at commercialtiresolutions.com.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, JBN Telephone Company offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you. At JBN Telephone Company, ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than JBN Telephone Company. Online at jbntelco.com.
Back in on the Friday Night Fever show, it is presented by GN Banks. Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tamman with you, getting you set for week 6 of high school football. Go to mscsports.net. You can find all of our previews and predictions for our area games here tonight that we are discussing with you. If you are driving to your area game, we appreciate you listening. Also, thanks to our great sponsors who make our broadcast possible, who makes this show possible as well. We appreciate it very much. Without those sponsors and help, this may not be possible, so we appreciate it very much. All right, let's go to Class 2A. A couple matchups here we'll run through real quick. Crendon, let's start here with Riley County at Silver Lake. This got Big East League title implications because the Falcons and Nemaha Central are the only two teams in the Big East League right now without a loss on the league record. So Riley County's trying to stay in the mix for a Big East League championship.
Yeah, and Riley County, they needed a district win last Friday, and they earned it in a pretty exciting way, too. They knocked off St. Mary's in overtime, 27-21, and Sam Allen had a 58-yard touchdown run forced in overtime. So, you know, it was a great game and a must-needed win for Riley County. And you know, for Silver Lake, you know, they come in for a good one, too. You know, they have after three straight home games, the Eagles finally return home, and, you know, they'll celebrate the evening with their homecoming against Riley County. So this should be a good game. A big, a great big East game between these two teams.
Yeah, and a huge game in the district as well, because Riley County, they're 1-1 in district play. Silver Lake is 1-0, along with Osage City. Osage City, by the way, is 5-0. So this is a pretty stout district. St. Mary's at 0-2. St. Mary's is in danger of missing the playoffs. And St. Mary's is a ranked team.
Playoffs.
5-0, 4-1, 4-1, 4-1, 3-2. That is this 2A District number 3. Speaking of Osage City, we mentioned they go to St. Mary's tonight. This is a huge game for the Bears. If they drop this, they are going to be in danger of missing the playoffs. Now, Osage City, again, they are 5-0. They trailed Council Grove last week by 1, but got a touchdown with 9 seconds to go to win that game. To stay undefeated. But right now, St. Mary's and Osage City, St. Mary's hosting this one tonight, but monster implications for that 2A District number 3. All right, let's go to District 4. Crendon, arguably the best game you have maybe ever called to this point with us. It's going to be Nemaha Central at Sabetha. Give us a few keys, kind of a breakdown of this one.
Yeah, no, and I'm hoping it is a great game, and it should be. It honestly really should be. It's a rivalry between two teams that goes back a really long time, and so this is not only for a district implication. I mean, you don't guarantee district mathematically, but arguably these two teams are at the top of their district. Again, Nemaha Central, they come in today 4-1 overall. Sabetha, they come in today 4-1 overall. I mean, this should be a great one between those teams, but again, not just district, also league. You know, some keys for Sabetha is they're going to have to figure out how to stop Carter Hike, because on the year he has over 1,100 offensive yards out of his team's total 1,400. I mean, this is an incredible offense, you know, really put together by a general junior quarterback. So for Sabetha, they're going to have to go back to playing that hard and gritty defense that they have been all year.
Jake Spaulding, of course, who you hear on the scoreboard shows every single week, he would be very upset with you if you did not throw out a, as he would say, hut hut hike at some point. He didn't think that was funny. He might have thought it was funny. But he says that. It's not me. It's Jake. So if nobody liked that, that is all on Jake Spaulding. Of course, you hear with Boz on the Scoreboard Show. They do a great job with that. But again, there's always a little bit of extra juice with this game, according to Nemaha Central head coach Michael Glatzik.
Every year, obviously, we're playing for something. You know, whether it's undefeated year, both of us. You know, this year, we're right below that with both teams sitting at 5-1 or 4-1, 5-1. You know, so it's awesome to see just two communities come together. You know, just to support their squads in football. Whether it's in Seneca, whether it's at Sabetha, it's going to be packed. Alumni is going to be back. And, you know, more than likely, you know, just like the last couple of years, we're going to see each other down the road in the playoffs. So it's awesome to see.
Yeah, so again, Nemaha Central at Sabetha tonight, our feature game on 92-1. Crendon will have the call again. Could be much very well for a district championship, potentially. Also, Nemaha Central trying to stay undefeated in Big East League play as well. All right, ACCHS at Royal Valley, another game in this district. What do we got here, Crendon?
Well, ACCHS couldn't get much going on offense last week. They were blanked by Sabetha in the district game, 38-0. So it was a pretty rough loss, and they only averaged less than 2 yards per carry, finishing with 80 yards rushing. And for Royal Valley, they got a big road win last week against Perry LeCompton, the Cause, winning 12-8. It was a pretty close one. You actually, I do believe, had that call. So
yep.
That one was a pretty fun one, close-knit to the very end. But this will be the first time meeting between the Tigers and then also the Royal Valley Panthers since 2009. Between 2004 and 2009, the teams played 5 times with Royal Valley holding the 4-2 edge.
Yeah, I had that game last week. Royal Valley burned out the last 7 minutes of the fourth quarter to hold on for the win. They converted a huge 3rd-and-15 play from inside their own 10. But Royal Valley's run game, it's been impressive all year. Jackson Stevens, another 100-yard game for him. Manny Oliveira, their fullback, had a touchdown and 60 yards as well. So they got a good run game, good offensive line. It'll be a tough test for ACCHS, but again, that is in the same district with Nemaha and Sabetha, who are, of course, playing tonight as well. We're going to step aside another timeout. We got some 3A matchups coming your way, and we'll go through a few of the non-district games as we get set to wrap things up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Friday Night Fever Show presented by GM Banks, and we close it out right after this.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, JBN Telephone Company offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at JBN Telephone Company. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than JBN Telephone Company. Online at jbntelco.com.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville wants you to know about their special program offered to teachers in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's called Debit for a Difference, and it offers grants that are funded through their members' use of their debit cards. Membership is not required to apply for a grant. Teachers, find out more about the Debit for a Difference program for Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties by contacting the Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Final segment of the Friday Night Fever Show. It's brought to you by GN Banks, Crinden Profit, Brandon Tadman with you. Getting it set. It is week number 6. We have had a lot of fun here tonight. Going to get you off to our area pregames here in just a matter of minutes. We'll run through the broadcast schedule when we wrap things up here. But we do have some more district games to go through. Crinden, let's start here in Class 3A, District number 4. Two teams right now trying to fight for that final playoff spot. That is Jefferson West at Perry-Lecompton.
Yeah, in Perry-Lecompton, they're 1-4. Jeff West, they're 0-5. So this isn't a very important game. Jeff West, they're 0-2 in district play. Perry-Lecompton, the cause, they are 0-1. So it's a game, you know, not only trying to put, you know, W in the win column, but also especially in the district play. And again, Jeff West is in danger once again to miss the playoffs this season, you know, as they've dropped to 0-5. They lost last week 48-9 against Holton. You know, Holton's got off, they've gotten off to a great start. But yeah, this should be a great one between the cause and Jeff West.
Well, again, the loser of this game more than likely is probably going to miss the playoffs, or one of the two would have to put something together over the last couple of weeks. Again, it's not going to fully mathematically eliminate you, but with how the rest of the district is looking, the loser of this game would be in a tough spot to back their way in to the postseason. So a big one between Jeff West, Perry-Lecompton tonight. All right, our game on the Holton Channel. We talk about Nemaha Sabetha always being a little something extra and having a little bit of juice. That is the same for Hayden and Holton each and every season, and a dynamite game tonight as Holton has this game at home.
Yeah, and Hayden, they're 4-1. Holton is 3-2, but Holton right now leads the district 2-0. And Topeka Hayden, they have this. They're in district play 1-0. So this is a big district matchup as well. You know, just trying to get the overall up as well. But for the, it's a battle for the Wildcats, likely for the District 4 title. And you know, they're going to tangle with Hayden this week in week 6. And they've won 3 straight games after a pair of, you know, the tough 1-point losses to start the season. I mean, Holton, you know, you talk about the beginning of the season losing by 1 point, and then now they've been able to turn things around, the running game's going, and then as well as the defense has just been starting to really lock in tight. This has been a great Wildcat team that has improved week by week, and Hayden is the same way. You know, they're grinding out the season week by week, and they're getting better as week.
They're going to, Holton, I say, they're going to put, you know, try to put 300 rushing yards on you. Hayden's going to try to put it in the air a little bit. They got a very good quarterback in Jet Wallmeyer, who's thrown for just shy of 700 yards, 8 touchdowns, and no interceptions at this point in the season. So again, 4-1 Hayden, 3-2 Holton on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, Justin Fluke with the call. And a great one tonight as the winner of that one more than likely, well, certainly in the driver's seat to capture a district championship. All right, got a few non-district games, and we got Axtell. Fortunate they get this game at home tonight because St. Paul has to make a 3-plus, nearly 4-hour trip up from Southeast Kansas. Axtell, they've just been continuing to put it on teams each and every week.
And I think the big milestone that we want to talk about, Axtell, is getting to 44 straight wins in a row. That takes the official Kansas record for most games won consecutively. It just beats Hanover's at 40, because Hanover had 43.
Yep.
And a little bit of a fun fact about that, Axel's the team that stopped Hanover's run.
How about that?
You know, how funny is that?
And those two teams play next week.
And they play next week.
You think Hanover doesn't know that? They probably do know that.
Hanover is, you know, putting a big target on the back of the Eagles. So that one will be
we'll
a great matchup. And again, you can tune in on 92.1 KMZ next Friday for that, because you know that's going to be a great game between the teams. Axtell, they started their winning streak in 2019, and you know they've just been dominant ever since. For St. Paul, you know they're going to try to get going on the ground and on the offense, but again, their defense has allowed 142. You know, they allowed 142 yards passing last week, and then 2 air touchdowns, and on the ground they were dominated, giving up 125 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. So I see this as another game for Axtell, you know, to come out, you know, play successful, play well, you know, try to extend that winning streak to 45.
All right, another couple games real quick, and then we'll go through the broadcast schedule and wrap things up. Our game on the Hiawatha Channel tonight's the Red Hawks and Oskaloosa, so it's the Big East against the Northeast Kansas League. Oskaloosa dropped a district game last week to Nemaha Central. Hiawatha, they played a state-ranked team in Hayden. Both teams struggled in their games last week. It's going to be the first all-time meeting between Oski and Hiawatha. Again, Hiawatha hosting this game. That'll be on the Hiawatha Channel. And then our final game here to mention, it's on Care 93.7. This has Metal Arc Conference title implications. The winner of this game between Highland Park and Atchison will at worst have a share of the league championship. And the Phoenix, they have won back-to-back Metal Arc Conference titles, and this is going to be their toughest game on the schedule, as Highland Park had won their first four games, all in shutout fashion, but they got blasted at Wichita East last week, 74-6. Wichita East, that's a 6A school. So the Scouts had to go down there and play that game. But Atchison, they have won four in a row. And again, the winner of this one tonight on KARE 93.7 will have at worst at least a share of the Meadowlark Conference title in 2024. All right, we got to wrap things up here, get you off to our area pregames. We got 103.9. It'll be Riverside at Troy. I will be on the call for that one. We are certainly excited for that. Crendon's got another great one on 92.1. The rivalry, Nemaha Central and Sabetha. We just mentioned KARE 93.7. That'll be Highland Park at Atchison. Tom Couts taking care of that broadcast. Holton Channel, Hayden at Holton. And then, of course, Sabetha Channel as well. We'll have NC and Sabetha. And then Oskaloosa, Hiawatha on the Hiawatha Channel. And the Cobra Channel, Jackson Heights at Onega. Another good one again. Probably our best overall top-to-bottom broadcast schedule. League title implications, district title implications across the board. Crendon, let's have some fun tonight, man.
Yeah, let's have some great fun. And one thing I just want to note real quick, Nemaha Central, dominant week this week. I mean, their cross-country team taking a victory at the Sabetha Invitational, and then also the Nemaha Central girls also winning the first Big East title. And then this week, a chance for Nemaha Central.
And volleyball. Yeah,
and volleyball. And then, of course, the boys this week in football have a chance to get things a little closer for the league and district title.
Also, shout out to the Horton volleyball team winning their first NEKL title in 35 years.
Incredible.
Shout out to the Horton Chargers volleyball team. They got a great thing going. They just captured a league title this week as well. It's the Friday Night Fever Show presented by GN Banks. Your area pregames are coming up next.
Football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Right now, the Sabetha team is 2-0 in district play. Their last two games were district wins. Royal Valley, they won 7-6. ACCHS, they won last week 38-0. And in two games on this year, this Sabetha team has only won by 1 point, 7-6, beginning of the year against Holton. And then also, this team has also won two games on the year by shutting out a team and then applying 30 or more points. On the scoreboard, Nemaha Central, they came into this year with a 26-game winning streak. It was snapped against Marysville. And, you know, for Carter Hike, that was the last time we saw Carter Hike have a big turnover rate. He had two interceptions in that game. He's only had one interception in his last four games. He's just been really dominant, and he's led this team onto a four-game winning streak in this Nemaha Central team. They're getting comfortable. The Sabetha team, they're getting comfortable. One thing that was talked about here on the coaches show this week is Michael Glaskek was, you know, asked by Brandon Tatman. He was given a little bit of insight to him about the Sabetha team, asking, you know, there's a lot of turnover rate with these seniors, and a lot of players are leaving this Sabetha team. Over 19 letter winners left this team. So, you know, how do you respond? How do you bring back, you know, a class of seniors and juniors and build that program? Really, it's a turnover for both sides. A lot of upperclassmen are having to come up in big roles. And Logan, how are both teams here, you know, bringing up those upperclassmen and filling in those roles coming into the day?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with the coaching, I think, obviously. With a team like Sabetha, you also have to remember Coach Garrett Michael stepped down as the head coach, stayed on as an assistant, so that's definitely a huge thing for Coach Caleb Moeller in his first year as the actual head coach this season. They still have him here as well, along with most of the rest of the coaches who were here the last couple seasons as well. Glatzik, the biggest thing for him, he was an assistant for a couple years here in Sabetha before he went to Nemaha Central to be the head coach over there. So he kind of knows you know, the coaching staff, kind of what they're thinking is what they might do here, what they might do there in certain situations in the game. And you talked about it. Both teams are 4-1. And you kind of alluded to it, Sabetha. Some of the games they've played, you look at it, obviously they have that loss to Perry this season. Kind of maybe a game that they maybe shouldn't have lost, just didn't play the best. They wound up losing that one 12-9. And you look at the two other games that they won by one against Holton and also against Royal Valley. Teams who are about average to better on the season and can run the football, they've struggled against. Then you play teams like Hiawatha and ACHS, who both teams trying to find their way, don't have much to work with. They've blown out and they just kind of dominated. Tonight you're going up against a team who on paper is probably the best team you're going to see so far this regular season before the playoffs actually start. So the biggest thing tonight, if you're Sabetha, you got to move the ball. The O-line has to get a good push. Flip it to Nemo Central. It's kind of the same way with them. Obviously, they lost a lot in their offensive and defensive line as well. Biggest thing for both teams, they still have their starting QBs from a season ago. Nemo Central with Hike and Sabetha with Kramer.
Yeah, you talk about both QBs. Carter Hike, last year he finished with 2,431 rushing yards, 43 rushing touchdowns, 962 passing yards, and 10 passing touchdowns. I mean, Hike, he's been a great player year in, year out. He was a sophomore last year, junior this year. The kid is just an absolute beast on the field. This year alone, completing 30 passes, 412 yards, 13.7 yards per pass attempt, and also on the running game, 723. And you touched on that running game for both sides and how important and crucial it is for both teams to get this ball running. Well, for Thunder, they have over 13,000 yards of total offense. 1,100 yards of the offense come solely alone from Carter Hike. I mean, that's an impressive number to put on just from one player. And then for the Blue Jays, I mean, they're having a good season too. They average 273 yards per game, and that's about nearly the same here for Nemaha Central. So both teams, I mean, they're going to really work it here on the gridiron, just both teams a little bit below of 200 yards rushing on average per game. But as you mentioned, the gridiron, it's going to be runs pretty hard. You're going to see some dirt kicking up in the air between Hike, Kramer, and all the other running backs in the backfield. But we're going to quickly take 2 minutes here, and we'll be right back for a quick preview and more history about these two teams. Again, Nemaha Central taking on the Blue Jays. It's about the Blue Jays here in the Blue Jay Nest. We'll be right back in 2 minutes here on KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned at Seneca for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home, right at home.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, and welcome back. We have one more time here before we send things to the national anthem here. But again, Nemaha Central, the Thunder, taking on Sabetha, the Blue Jays. Both teams coming today 4-1 on the overall. Both teams have not taken a loss in district play or league play. This one, or excuse me, the Blue Jays have taken one loss in league play, that being to Perry LeCompton. So this is going to be a great matchup between both teams. Perry LeCompton, they come in today ranked number 11th by K-Preps. And then the Thunder, they come in today ranked number 3rd on the K-Preps list. But let's talk a little bit of history here before we send it to timeout one last time. So a little bit of history. Since 2005, Nemaha Central is 15-8 against the Sabletta Blue Jays. The Thunder have won the last 5 straight meetings. Last time Sabletta won was in 2020. It was a 28-22 game. And just a little bit of recap from that game, it was tied 14-14 going to the fourth quarter. Sabletta took the lead on a Caden Dillon 47-yard pass before Riley Lear sealed the game with an interception. So an incredible game for Sabletta. Again, that was back in 2020. It's been 5 games since for the Sabletta Blue Jays, and they just want to come in here tonight and get that win, especially if the last 2 postseasons, the Blue Jays have been cut short in the sub-state game. Just a quick little summary here. They lost 17-7 last year in 2023 to Nemaha Central, and then in 2022, they lost 30-14 to sub-state against Nemaha Central. And Logan, you've been around a lot longer here with the Sabletta team. I mean, kind of tell me how important this is of a season to, one, get this win against Nemaha Central tonight, but also be able to carry on a deeper postseason, because it's just been right at the edge there the past 2 years for them to carry on and keep going.
Yeah, the biggest thing with a game like this, especially right now, is you have to look at it. Sabletta's got one more game in district after tonight, and that's Oskaloosa next week, because St. Mary's is a non-district game. You win tonight, on paper, you should easily win next week, on paper. Obviously, we don't know Oskaloosa, haven't really seen him play, but, you know, like an on-paper type of situation, you should win that game. So if you can get a big win here tonight, it helps you because you can be the number one seed in your district. So, you know, we've seen that with Nemaha Central. They've gotten the one seed the last couple years in the district. They get every game at home. So if you're Sabletta, where have those 2 losses in sub-state been? They've been in Seneca. If you want to get to the state title right now, everything goes through the last two back-to-back defending champs, Nemaha Central, and you want to try to, this year, make them have to come here if you have to see them in the playoffs again and try to make you, or try to make them beat you on this field this season. You don't want to have to travel over there. Obviously, again, you look at it, you haven't seen Silver Lake this year. They played them last year. That was a game maybe Sabletta could have dropped it. Found a way to win it. You're going to get possibly have to play them, Riley County, even St. Mary's. You might have to play back-to-back weeks. We don't know yet because we'll have to see how that goes. But this is a big matchup here tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned the championships from this Nemaha Central team. Back-to-back years in 2022 and 2023, both years going 13-0. The last time they won, they were 2 A-State champions in 2019. This team, they've been great over the past decade, and they look to try to continue that success. And a lot of it starts here tonight against the Blue Jays. We'll take it one more time out here, and we'll be back right for kickoff here on KMZ 92.1.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
The answer is yes. SBS. Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're the man. You're tuned into the MSC Sports Radio Network here with Crit and Profit. Logan Bitterman off to my right, and then also Kirk Kilman, who's currently sailing the ship back at studio. Let's have this one not sink, and I don't think it will. We got the Thunder, who's rocking the ship today, but I bet the Blue Jays are going to be the ones who will be hosting the Thunder. Right now, we are currently getting the coin toss at the center field, going over a little bit of starters here for both teams. Again, we mentioned the quarterback, Mitchell Kramer, number 7 for the Blue Jays, how important he's going to be today. He's a senior, 6'1", 195 pounds. He's down there, but then you also talk about Nemaha Central, their offense, Carter Hike, number 6, the junior who comes off a year from his sophomore year having over 2,000 rushing yards, nearly 1,000 passing yards. He had over 3,000 yards of offense. Not only is he an all-league returner, but he is also an all-state returner. So he's been an incredible player through and through. Here going to receive will be the Blue Jays to start the first half, and then Nemaha Central, they will be getting it to start the second. So, Nemaha Central, the Thunder, taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays here at the Blue Jays Nest. Blue Jays here on the year at home are 1-1. On the away, they are 3-0, but they're going to try to pick up their second home game here on the year. And Logan, this is, you know, we talked about it before in our pregame. This is a big rivalry, district matchup, league implications. This has a lot of, you know, weight and fire behind it. It is very important for either side in this game to come out firing.
Yeah, it is. And we kind of talked about Hike and Kramer, Crindon. Let's talk about some playmakers for both teams on both of their offenses right quick. A matchup, it's not just on the watch for both offenses. For Nemaha Central, one thing that kind of hurts the best, if it wasn't Hike, was the jet sweeps with Caleb Strassman. He's got speed, and he gets the ball and gets to the outside. He can go in a hurry. If you're Sabetha, you got to watch for possibly reverses, sweeps with him, and maybe even some balls thrown down the field as well, because, again, man-to-man, he could maybe burn a guy one-on-one. And for Sabetha, saw it last week against ACCHS, they get an electrifying running back, and that's number 25, Will Views. I was talking to you, Crindon, before this one. Will Views' first touch last week was a 50-yard touchdown run, got called back for a hold. So what did Sabetha do? They said, hey, we're just going to give it to you from the 36-yard line. He took it to the house. So an electrifying running back for Sabetha and a very capable electrifying receiver for the Thunder this season. Two guys to keep an eye on besides the quarterback.
I like to draw a correction to myself. Right now, Nemaha Central will be the ones to receive. Kicking it to them will be the Sabetha Blue Jays right now. Nemaha Central in the all-white. Nemaha Central in the all-white and then in the all-dark blues. This is Sabetha Blue Jays. Now, here on the kickoff, Jayton Meyer kicks things off and sing this up for the Thunder on their first possession of the game. They start off on their own 35-yard line. Again, Nemaha Central, they're the ones to start this one on the opening drive. Talking about this offense a little bit, Carter Hike, number 6, the junior starting quarterback. Sam Nordis, he went down just earlier on in the season, a big loss at running back. But Caleb Strassman, he comes in there. Also, Caleb Heenick, Camden Smith, and plenty of other playmakers in on the offense. So here we see Carter Hike. I was told the on-running joke from Jake Spaulding is hot Hike, and here it's a Hike, and it's a pass out to the outside. It is caught and up to 7 yards on the gain. It's a Camden Smith, the first receiver targeted on the game here for Nemaha Central. Now brings up a second down, and 2 to go. Second down and 2. It was an 8-yard pass and completion for Carter Hike to Camden Smith. Here, shotgun. It is a pass again, rolling out to his right side. Pass completed to Heenick. Heenick behind the line of scrimmage, but he picks up the first down. Was not able to be brought down. Not only picking up the first down, gets past the 50-yard line. Now set up on exactly the 50. They're going to say that's where he was pushed up. So a first down and 10, the first down of the night for Nemaha Central. Another passing play and another straight completion here for Carter Hike.
And we talked about the running game for both teams, and so far Nemaha Central has had two pass plays.
Two pass plays here in succession. Again, Hike, he's been rolling out to his left and right, but you enjoy the running game that has been efficient. And Michael Glaskick, he talked about on the coach's show this week how dominant the run is and how important it is to get it going on the air. Here it will be a run. It's Hike on the quarterback keeper. He has no blockers other than the offensive line in front of him. He's got a carry and gain of 4. Carter Hike on his first rush here of the game. Already Hike all purpose on this one. He's got 18 yards total. 14 yards passing and the 4 yards rushing, getting this offense moving and going. Nemaha Central. Second down and 7 to go here is officially only a gain of 3. Carter Hike pitching this one out to his left side. Heenick breaking through a couple of defenders, following the left side of the convoy. Short of the first down, but it will make a third and manageable. Third down and around 2 to go. Pick up for Caleb Heenick, his first rush here of the game. The first one for anyone that's not Hike to get the ball and carry for positive yards. Great pickup in game. Here, just trying to get the call in through the offense. We talked about it. Carter Hike, the quarterback. Caleb Strothman, receiver. Heenick, he's out there at receiver. Camden Smith, he's also receiver out there. We got Jaden Suits. Here's the play. Hike brought down at the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be a fourth down. He picks up just a yard, so another carry here for Hike. He's got 4 yards rushing, 2 carries, but a fourth down will come up. So Nemaha Central, who faced their first third down of the night, cannot convert. And now it's a huge opportunity here for the Sabetha Blue Jays to get out and make a defensive stop. Their defense on the year has been absolutely electric, holding teams to less than 6 points a game. They have been incredible. Hike, right behind, pistol formation. He's going to keep this one. He's got enough for the first down. They'll spot him, so it's a 1-yard carry and gain. That'll be another first down. So 2 first downs here on the game already for Nemaha Central.
Looks like they're going to check it.
Looks like they will check it. Again, they marked him just at the line. We're going to bring out the chain gang to measure this one. And here, Logan, how crucial is this of a stop here for the Blue Jays to maybe turn some early momentum?
It would be huge here. It looks like he got it. He did. For Nemaha Central, on the other hand, that's a big pickup on first down. Obviously, if you're Sabetha, you'd really like to get a stop. Obviously, they start with the ball, you're going to get it to start second half. So you get forced 3 and out. You could have got the ball, went down, and got the first touchdown, but now you got to try to find a way to get that defense to stay ready and try to get a stop here again.
Well, this Blue Jays team on the year, they've allowed only 7 fourth down completions. That is now the 8th. They have an average of 40% given up. Hike pulls back the ball, electing not to pass. A hip stick thrown on him from the linebacker position. Coming in for the big hit, I believe it was, couldn't quite get the number. I believe Kai Mennel is the one who laid him in.
That was a
good tackle.
Phenomenal tackle there. Obviously, Hike being kind of a bigger quarterback, kind of more of a running back build. You know, he's kind of the guy that wants to run you over when you're on defense. If you kind of say, hey, you're not going to push us around, we're going to push you around, kind of wears on you a little bit.
Hike in shotgun, trips to his right. It's a pitch out to the right side to Heenick. Heenick trying just to move around defenders. He had a decent block from Suits, but it was not enough to pick up a positive, more than just a couple positive yards. So it was a gain of 2. End of 2 here again for Heenick. Heenick to Heenick. Heenick, he's got 2 carries on this game. His first one was 5 yards. Second one was 2. He's got 7 yards carrying. Hike back in shotgun. Trips to the left side. Twins to the right. So it's an empty backfield for Carter Hike. Hayek stepping back, looking to pass. Three-step drop back, looking, surveying the field, going deep to the left side, and great pass deflection off the far side. Played incredibly well by Kyle Wegner. Incredible defensive play. Again, this Blue Jays team has been dominant in the past. They've only allowed an average of 43.2 passing yards a game, and there they get the third down stop, and it looks like we're going to see the special teams come out for Nemaha Central. Not able to convert the third down. It's now a fourth down and six. First incompletion of the game as well for Hike. So we're going to see the punt formation here for the Nemaha Central Thunder. They're going to punt from the Blue Jays' own 35-yard line. So interesting decision, but again, a decision that is made. Just want to pin the Blue Jays deep here and try to see what the defense can bring up positively. This one will look to roll back into the end zone, so that will be a touchback for the punter. For the Thunder, back there was Levi Thompson. Now starting on their first possession of the game after the punt from Nemaha Central, they have the ball for a grand total time of just over 4 minutes. 4 minutes and 29 seconds to be exact. But again, a possession did not go anywhere into the end zone, and just 5-10 yards shy of the red zone. And now we talk about the Blue Jays offense. Coming out here is Mitchell Kramer. It's going to be a pass going deep down the field and nearly caught, incomplete. The intended target was Brody Dieters. Brody Dieters, a high athlete on this team. He has great athleticism. I heard from what you told me, Logan, he made a one-handed catch just last week. I mean, tell me about the athleticism on that kid, though he does head to the sideline.
Yeah, against Hiawatha was the one-handed catch a couple weeks ago, Crendon. He is extremely athletic. He's extremely IQ for football. Is extremely well. He plays basketball and other stuff. He's just extremely all-around athlete type of player, and he can make catches like that that most guys can't.
Of a multi-sport athlete that can contribute. But again, Dieters, he goes to the sideline. This is going to be a handoff straight up the middle. It's just a carry of 4 yards. In a four here for the split, the Blue Jays brings up a third down and six. With Landon Meyer on the carry for just 4 yards. Meyer, who on the year has 66 now rushing attempts and 376 rushing yards. Incredible player he has been for this Blue Jays team. It will be another handoff right back to Meyer. Meyer, who's not going to stop for anybody, as he's going to continue to truck his legs and move them like a train. He's got another pickup. This one of six. So 4 plus 6. Well, that equals 10. That's enough for a first down for Landon Meyer. So Meyer, back-to-back carries. Again, that time of 6 yards. He's got 10 yards rushing here on the game. Betha here. Offense, another handoff here to Meyer. Meyer drops down once again, just after a yard. So Meyer, three straight carries here now. This one just picked up of just a yard. So second down and 9, ball on the Blue Jays' 33-yard line.
Yeah, in the last home game Spetha had against Willow Valley, Landon Meyer had 126 yards on the ground with a touchdown in that game. So obviously, he's a crucial part to the Blue Jay offense as well.
Blue Jays trying to get the call in here. Again, second down and 9, ball on their own 33-yard line. We got 6 minutes and 7 seconds left here in the first quarter. It's a 0-0 game. Nemaha Central, they punted on their first drive. And here, quickly tackled in the backfield was Kramer, but it was a handoff to Meyer. And it's another pickup of positive yards. This one pushing just forward 4 yards. So third down and 5 is now brought up. Meyer, who's been plenty on the workload here today. That time, a carry of 4. Handoff again. Meyer, this time, dropped into the backfield. Taken down swiftly and quickly from Daniel Childress. He has 2 tackles now on the year, and 3 tackles for loss. That'll bring up a 4th down and 6 for the Sabetha Blue Jays. So both teams on their first drive will have to punt. Sabetha, they did pick up a first down. First down was picked up again from Landon Meyer. He did great on the rushing attack, just having over 15 yards carrying, but a start for the Blue Jays ends in a punt here. And back to return for Nemaha Central, getting it up to the 43-yard line is where Nemaha will start their second possession here of the game. Caleb Strothman, who was on the punt return. Mitchell Kramer was the one who was back to punt for the Blue Jays. And here setting up in favorable field position for the Thunder. On their own 43-yard line, they started on their own 35, and they drove down to the Sabetha 35 before they elected to punt. Here they start again in great starting field position. 43-yard line. Here's where they start. First down and 10. 4:50 left to go here the first quarter. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle. Heenick, who gets the carry, pushes forward for a gain of just 6 yards for Heenick. Heenick on this one, 3 carries, totaling of 13 yards. He's been a dominant foe so far. He's also the first play here, the second drive, Nemaha Central. Second down and 4. 4:23 left of the first quarter. Nemaha Central's offense still rolling. In motion is Heenick. High snap. It's going to be thrown out to Heenick. And he'll catch it near the ground. So it will go down as a completion, but it'll go as a completion of none.
Looks like they are going to give him 1 yard on that catch.
So just 1 yard official on the catch. So going forward with Heenick. So Heenick, he just leaned forward with the catch. It was a low throw to the ground. Again, Heenick, he was in motion out to the left side, looking for that wheel route pass. And it was just unfortunately into the dirt, so really hard catch to make for Heenick, but he's been the intended target tonight for Hike. Hike, he gets this one, he's gonna keep it, going right up the middle, maybe mark short of the first down, and they will give it not to him. It'll be a fourth down and short, fourth down and one. So a gain of 3 for Hike. He's got 5 carries on this game. And looks like we're going to get an official timeout here. So we'll be right back here in just 30 seconds on KMZ 92.1 as they measure the distance.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Nemaha Central has not converted a third down tonight. They've converted 1 fourth down, and they convert another. A quarterback sneak to pick up the first down. Carter Hike, he kept it forward for a gain of 3. So now 6 rushing attempts on the game. He's got back-to-back carries of just 3 yards. First down and 10, Nemaha Central across the 45-yard line of the Blue Jays, now on their 44. Pushing down the field, Nemaha Central on their first drive. Winded up on a punt. They did pick up 2 first downs before the punt. Punting on the Blue Jays' 35-yard line. Liking just to play defense. They got the ball back pretty swiftly. Hike throwing this one out to the near side. It is caught at the 29-yard line. Great catch from Jaden Suits. That is just his 5th catch up of the year. Incredible gain. One that goes of just 15 yards on the catch. Again, a pass from Carter Hike. His first positive pass and throw in quite a while. Here, Hike, he's looking to his coach, Flatsek, to confirm this play. Now back in shotgun, rolls out to his left side towards the trips left plug concept. Now he's rolling around. He falls down in the backfield. A play made from the Blue Jays. Landon Meyer on defense. He forced the pressure, and he caused Hike to slip. That is the first negative play here of the game. Big negative play here for Nemaha Central. That one sends him back way far of where the first down would be. It is second down and 2nd down and 20 to go. Ball on the 39-yard line of the Blue Jays. Carter Hike. Dropping back. It's going to be a designed run play. Pushing the pile. He's got a lot of room, but he's making that room with his shoulder pads as he makes this a close first down, or a close third down, and very manageable. He had a pickup of 19 yards on the second down and 20. So where Hike goes backwards nearly 15 yards, there he goes forward. Hike, keeper, trying to pick up the first down. And looks like they're going to give it to him. That is the first third down conversion for Nemaha Central today. They've already converted 2 fourth downs. One of the fourth downs, they elected to decide to punt. Again, the Thunder rolling down the field inside the Blue Jays 20 on the 16-yard line, looking to put up the first score of the game. Nemaha Central, they were just backed up to a second down and 20, but with Hike's legs, they move forward 23 yards. Hike in shotgun. Henick in motion out to the right side. And play is going to be called dead. It's going to be a false start against the offense. That will back them up 5 yards. So Nemaha Central has had a couple of negative plays here, this time being the first penalty of the game for either team. The first one goes here against Nemaha Central. First down and 15 now. Less than a minute left to go here in the first quarter. It is still a 0-0 game. And coming into this one, we knew Sabetha, they were going to keep this one close with their defense. And, of course, they were going to have to furthermore add to that factor as they are backed up into their own nest. Again, here is the Thunder just on the 22-yard line. Hike rolling out to his left side. On the run, scrambling after defenders, he gets past the 15-yard line. Sets up his team. Second down. And just about 8 to go, so it was a pickup of 7 for Carter Hike. Carter Hike, who has been electric here on his carries. He did have the negative 15 yards, but of course then you look at the positive 19, the positive 3, and now here are the positive 7. So he's been rushing effectively and consistently. We're going to get a timeout here, though, and we'll be right back in just 30 seconds here on KMZ 92.1. 0-0 game. Excuse me, not a timeout. That is the end of the first quarter. My bad. It is a 0-0 game. We'll be right back in just a minute here on KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Kurt Sudbeck, Director of Ancillary Services at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th. Paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, we're back here on the MSC Sports Network. I'm Crittin Prophet, joined by Logan Bitterman and Kirk Kilman back in studio. Right now, the Thunder, they are the Rolling Thunder as it is. They are on the 14-yard line of the Sabetha Blue Jays, second down and 8. We just started the second quarter. If you would like to guess the score, it is a 0-0 game. Sorry, I didn't give you much time to guess, but I don't want you winning here. But there is one team who is looking to win here tonight between the Blue Jays and Nemaha Central. And, you know, just between these two teams, so far it's going great. Give me a little bit of, you know, some insight here on the defense for the Blue Jays on how maybe they could step up here in a big opportunity. Because Nemaha Central, they've been going back a little bit, too, with some of the negative plays. They had a couple of tackle for losses. and the big sack. Just kind of bring me here on how the Blue Jays might be able to turn this drive around defensively.
Well, you saw it earlier, Crendon. It was first down and 10, and they get a big loss due to the sack. The pressure that Sabetha's defense had makes a second down and about 20 to 22 yards to go, and then you give up a big run. A lot of it is because of the offense that Nemaha Central is running. They're running a lot of spread formation here early, shotgun. So you kind of have to sit there in the back of your mind and say, and we've seen them pass the ball, obviously. So you got to sit there in the back of your mind and say, hey, there's a chance they could pass it. Well, you give a big play, you know, you're kind of hyped up, if you will, and then you give up a big run because the hype just says, well, I'm just going to get back right here on my own. A lot of it is due to the fact that he just runs guys over at will. But defensively, you get a big loss like that, you got to say, hey, we got to get to the next play. We got to do that again because we got behind the chains here. We can get off the field. On the flip side, for Nemaha Central, their defense, we saw it on their first drive. They were able to hold Sabetha. Sabetha got a couple good runs, obviously. But then Nemaha Central just turned around, stepped up next play, and they kind of did what Sabetha was looking to do after that big sack. Sabetha's got a chance here. Second down and 8, you can try to hold them out of the end zone. You'd have to expect Nemaha Central is not going to kick a field goal. They're going to try to go for a touchdown. So if it is fourth down, you know, who knows what could happen. And we're about to figure out what will happen here on the 14-yard line. Second down and 8. Hike rolling out to his right side. Looks like maybe a pitch option. Instead, he's going to take things up. He'll get past the 10-yard line. Looks to be just a pickup of 5 yards. Excuse me, is going to be a pickup of 7 yards. Make it a third down and 1. Hike here, back-to-back carries. He's went for 7 yards. And now the Thunder on the 7-yard line of the Blue Jays, third down and 1. The Blue Jays looking for a desperate stop here. Blue Jays only allowing under 6 points a game. They've shut out 2 opponents total in the year. Hike, he has this one. He keeps it. And he's still rumbling and stumbling out to the far side. And he advances it just a couple of yards. He picks up the first down, so another third down conversion for Nemaha Central. They've converted 2 third down conversions on this drive alone, so they've had not to deal with too much of the pesky fourth down. They were on a 4th-and-1 earlier on the drive. They were able to convert it off a quarterback sneak. We talk about all the situations that this Blue Jays defense had on this drive to take control. And right now, in Cruz, is the Thunder here on the 5-yard line. It's a 1st-and-goal. Hike, he's going to run this one up the middle. Looks like it might have either been a designed run or a quarterback draw. But regardless, he picks up and moves the chains 4 yards. It is now a 2nd-and-goal from the 1-yard line. So a 4-yard pickup here for Hike. And Hike, he's already making an instrumental amount of sound here to start this second quarter. And he starts it here with a score. Touchdown from 1 yard out from Carter Hike. Carter Hike now on the year with 13 rushing touchdowns. He makes up the total of the 15 touchdowns this team has on the year. It's really incredible what he's all able to do. Nemaha Central will set up for the extra point opportunity. Kicking this one, Evi Thomas. And that one is no good. Out to the far left. So it's now going just to be a 6-0 game. The Nemaha Central Thunder lead the Blue Jays. We'll be right back here in 30 seconds. You're tuned into 93.1 KMZA.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So you didn't just hear it, you can hear it now. The Thunder, they just made a storm, and a crack of thunder ignited, and it is now a 6-0 game. The Thunder lead over the Blue Jays. Blue Jays set to get their second possession here on the way. Kickoff from Nemaha Central. Both teams now, with 2 possessions on the game, Sabetha, they have their first possession, and had a punt. They did pick up a first down on it, and they're going to see if they can build off the success that they found again. Landon Meyer, number 20, he was the one who was getting the rock for majority of the time. We'll see if they can get things going back with him. You talk about Meyer here on the kick return. It's brought up for the Blue Jays to around the 35-yard line. Picking up the long return for him for the Blue Jays, number 24, Curtis Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Crendon and I alluded to it. Obviously, we talked about Strathman. I talked about Will Vues for Spezza. We didn't see him on the first drive. It was mostly Landon Meyer. Will Vues is in on this drive. Again, last week, his first two touches both went for touchdowns. The first one was called back, so they gave it to him again. He took it right to the house again. He's in here to see if he gets the ball, if he can find space, and he can go.
You mentioned Will Vues, who has six rushing attempts and 91 yards rushing, but right now the rush will only go backwards. And it actually will be Vues who had the carry, but instead of going forward, he went backwards, a negative play of 4 yards for the Sabetha Blue Jays. First carry for Will Vues. Again, you alluded to, he had six carries, 91 yards, a touchdown, averaging 15.17 yards, a pop, and really he had an incredible game for his debut last week, and I'm sure between Meyer and Vues, it's going to be a two-way repertoire between the two kids and trying to get them going in motion.
Yeah, and you can't leave out Cole Minold either. He's a pretty good athlete at running back. He can find a hole as well, and he can take it. So it's kind of a three-headed monster in the backfield, and you got to kind of see who's hot that night and just kind of see if we can feed them the rock.
Well, a split back set and the motion, but here, handoff to Meyer. Meyer, who is in the motion, picks up the first down and then some. Excuse me, not the first down. Well, looking ahead of that, they were on the negative yard, so they didn't just pass the line of scrimmage where they originally was. So now it's a third down and seven is where it is marked. Here on their own 38-yard line is the Sabetha Blue Jays. A pickup of just above 6 yards for Landon Meyer. Again here in shotgun is Mitchell Kramer. It's a handoff once again, this time to Vues. And Vues is stopped just after a gain of one. Fourth down for the Blue Jays. This time they're on their own 41-yard line. And once again, the punting unit will come back out onto the field. Nemaha Central back deep to return. We saw it was Strothman. Lassen Strothman, he comes back, and he'll be the one to return once more for Nemaha Central, the Thunder. Here to punt, Mitchell Kramer, the quarterback. It's actually two straight weeks now I've called a quarterback who's both quarterbacking and punting. So it's always great to have someone who's got a leg and an arm to help out their offense any way they can. Fair catch caught by Strothman. And now Nemaha Central, they'll start the ball on their own 32-yard line.
Yeah, this is going to be a big drive here for both teams. Obviously, for Nemaha Central, you just, on the last drive, went down, got the touchdown. You missed the extra point. Your defense just went three and out. Now you get the ball back. You maybe go down and get another score, make it two a score gain. If you're Spezza, now your defense, you really got to find a way to try to get another stop like you did on the first drive, because you don't want Nemaha Central to go down and get a touchdown here on their on the next possession.
And Nemaha Central, they're doing a great job of keeping the ball away from the Blue Jays. They're really controlling the clock. The last drive, over 6 minutes. Their first drive, which didn't even result in a touchdown, still over 4 minutes. So again, a great drive put together from Nemaha Central that's been really just helped slowing down the pace of the game and putting it into their own hands and their own control of it. Here, Carter Hike, he's got another carry. This one, a gain of two for Carter Hike. Hike, so far in this quarter, three carries. He's got a touchdown and then also 13 yards again in just this quarter alone. Carter Hike, the commander-in-chief here of this Nemaha Central offense. Nemaha Central, let me tell you, they had a great week this week in all sports. The volleyball team claims their first Big East title, and then also when Nemaha Central, I believe it was the girls' cross-country team, when they went on to Sabetha Bay Invitational, they went and they won it. So a big week here for sports in Nemaha Central. Or the Thunder, it's a pickup. It is Hienick who is on the carry. A gain of 6 yards for Hienick. Hienick, you haven't seen him since the first quarter, but there he's got a nice pickup in gain. A gain. They're going to mark it just a gain of a few, you know, five. Third down and three to go. You're hearing the defense chance now, a big stop opportunity coming up here for Nemaha Central. Defensive line is built up of some big players, Hendricks Wall, Daniel Childress, Reese Garrity. Going to be a big testament here. And a first down will be picked up for Nemaha Central. Moving the sticks now after the pass completion from Ike. Ball now on the 49-yard line of their own. First down and 10. Moving the sticks and moving the chains. Nemaha Central. Three possessions total so far. A punt, a touchdown, and trying to continue and build upon what they last had, which again was a touchdown. The drive summary, just over 6 minutes, over eight plays, and also capped off by a one-yard rushing touchdown from Ike. First down and 10. Ball on their own 49-yard line. Is Nemaha Central rolling out to his left side. Is Ike. He's going to elect to keep this one. He's got no blockers in front of him. Now he finally picks up one, but instead of going out to the left side of where the block was being held for him, he goes inside and takes on the defender one-on-one. And Logan, you kind of allude to it. That's just Ike's playing style. I mean, he really likes to be physical, lower his shoulder pads, and going through players rather than kind of going around them. And you really, that's a big arc. You know, that's a big factor you can have as a player like him.
Well, yeah, and you look at it and you hear about it in all the levels. You know, obviously it's going to be kind of weird, but NFL, college, and even in high school, if you have somebody the size of, like, Carter Hike who can run the football, he's going to be somebody who wants to run you over because it takes a toll on you throughout the game, and towards the end of the game, you don't want to make the tackle anymore.
So hand up here to Henick. Makes up a third down, and three to go here for Nemaha Central. They've now pushed over the 45-yard line. They are on the Blue Jays' 43. Again, third possession here for Nemaha Central, 6-0. They missed the extra point. It was wide left. It's a 6-0 game, 5:11 left to go here in the second quarter. And let me tell you, it has been a pretty fast-paced game, but slow-paced in a way where we haven't seen a lot of stoppage. We haven't had an official timeout called by either team. It has just been controlling the game in the gridiron on the run here, and controlling the run is Carter Hike. Another first down to add on to the accolades today. Hike, a gain of 7. He is on fire today. Second run of 7 yards. Pushing the chains forward. Now on the Blue Jays' 36-yard line. First down and 10. The Thunder still looking to roar and roll. Hike in shotgun. Enoch out to his left. Twins left and a deuce right here for the wide receivers. This one, a read option and a keeper for Hike. He's spun down and brought down. Brought down from the Sabata Blue Jays defender, number 56, Ian Dieters, who took him down from the defensive line, a strong defensive line for the Sabata Blue Jays. Again, this Blue Jays team has been dominant this year. Two recorded shutouts. Multiple teams hold to just one possession on the year. Their first win of the year was 7-6 against Holton. Stoppage and a timeout taken by the Sabetha Blue Jays. It is a second down and 5 when we come back. 4:01 left to go here in the second quarter. It is a 6-0 game. Nemaha Central has the lead. Again, we'll be back here in 30 seconds.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second down and 5 here on the 31-yard line of the Blue Jays. Timeout just taken by the Blue Jays. They're currently getting backed up nearly to their own red zone, just 11 yards away from it. Nemaha Central, they scored on their last drive. It's a 6-0 game. They missed the extra point. And again, Logan, this is a great offensive drive for Nemaha and Sabetha. This is going to have to be a great defensive drive here if they want to, you know, not make this a two-possession game for them.
Yeah, again, Nemaha Central for offense. You just got a touchdown. Your defense went 3 and out. Now you're moving the ball again to try to go put more points on the board. So you got to find a stop on defense.
Here, Hike out to the right side. See if it is caught. It will be incomplete. Incompleted pass here for Hike. He's completed his last three attempts. That one incomplete out to the far right side. Leaving the intended retriever was Strothman. There's also great defense. And again, there's incredible defense here from Sabetha. Just when you talk about the corner group, Brody Dieters, Kyle Wenger, Cole Menold. But here, on a third down and five, we're going to see a timeout here from Nemaha Central. The Thunder will keep things here. Just to kind of talk about this game up to the point, talk about the implications of it, the importance of it. Again, this is not just a district game. This is also a league game. Both of these teams really trying to compete to be at the top of the boat. And again, mathematically, the district doesn't end with a win here by either team. But, you know, when you look at the rest of the schedule for both teams, this is definitely the hardest, or what could be considered on paper, the hardest matchup for either team. It is important for either one of these teams to come out with a victory here, the way things are setting up.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, again, you've already played two other teams in your district. That's Royal Valley, who you got to win 7-6, and then last week against ACCHS, 38-0. I think the same with that ACCHS game. You got to remember, you put 38 up, you held them to nothing. ACCHS just played Oskaloosa the week before, hung 60 on them. If you're Sabetha, you get Oskaloosa next week after this game. A win here tonight, and then if you win next week, obviously you win the district, you're undefeated in it, you're going to get the number one seed out of it. You could still be the two seed and still get a home game, obviously, first round of the playoffs, but you'd love to have that first seed, and we've seen it the last 2 years. Whoever wins this game has hosted every single game all the way to state.
Both these teams looking for the massive win tonight. Hike, there's a flag thrown in the backfield, most likely going to be a hold, but the first down will be picked up by Hike. But that could be a crucial call, and it will be. A holding call against the offense. What was a third down and five will bring up a third and 15. The penalty will be accepted from Caleb Moeller, the head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays. The hold was immediate. I mean, as soon as the snap got back to Hike and shotgun, you pretty much saw the yellow marker go flying. Now brings up a third down and long. From the third down and 16 is what they're going to call it, since where the ball carrier was at was in the backfield. And again, they go 10 yards back from the spot of the ball. So what's a penalty of technically 11 yards?
Yeah, the biggest thing you got to remember here, Crendon, we saw it earlier, second down and 20, and Hike almost got the first down on it. So a third down and 16 for Nemo Central right now doesn't mean really anything. They could easily pick this up in just one quick play.
And of course, they can also go for the manageable fourth down. They've converted a lot tonight, but here, more laundry coming out.
Delay of game.
That's a delay of game against the offense. So the offense here, Nemaha Central, they have three total flags already in this game. They have a false start. They have a holding and a delay of game. I mean, when you talk about penalties, that's just something you don't want to bring up as an offense, because it really holds you back from the success you can find. And Nemaha Central, that's what they struggled against, converting crucial first downs and also penalties against that Marysville game. So again, coming down the penalties and, you know, not making mistakes on your own side when you're in control of the ball. Here with it, third and 21. Going towards all the way down north and running that way, Hike. That will be far from a first down, a pickup, just a pickup of about 10 yards for Carter Hike, but it will bring up a large fourth down for Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central bringing out the punting unit. So we saw that first drive from the Thunder. It was a punt from the Blue Jays' own 35-yard line, and this time they'll have to punt from the Blue Jays, 37. And Sabetha, they'll have a chance to respond. Punt on the way. Thomas getting the punt high up in the air, just over the Friday Night Lights. This one rolling and dove and captured. It's actually probably one of the best plays you could make there for Nemaha Central, diving in on it. Gannon Sudbeck, he didn't want it to roll into the end zone for a touchback like last time. So, like Superman, to save the day, he's helped get that ball spotted just at the
4-yard line. That's going to be a rough field position to start with your Sabetha, but how crucial would a 96-yard drive be here to dictate the rest of this game for the Blue Jays?
Yeah, the biggest thing, you just got to stop. You got 2:52. You got two timeouts to work with. If you can go down and get a touchdown right before the half here, the thing you got to remember, Sabetha, you're going to start with the ball and start the second half. So if you can go two scores back-to-back before Nemo Central would have the ball back, that could be crucial in this game.
Here, a run play. Meyer up the middle. So back again, we're seeing Meyer get the ball. We saw Will Vuz on the last possession get quite a hefty amount of carries. This time it's going back to, some may say, the old reliable Meyer. A carry of 6 yards. Hasn't had a carry since the first quarter. This being his first in quarter number two. This is actually the first time Smith has had the ball. Second time, actually, they've had the ball in the second quarter. And it looks like an interception from the defensive edge. From Nemaha Central, what a play that was made. I have a kind of a wall here in my way. I just had to creep out. And from the edge, an interception was made. Was that ball thrown into the dirt and then picked up, or was it deflected?
Kramer had the guy on the out route, and just as he threw it, the DN saw it, put his hands up, hit his hands, and right before it fell to the ground, able to get his hand under it and go back the other way with it.
So an interception that sets up Nemaha Central on the Blue Jays' 6-yard line. And that will be Sabetha's second charge timeout of the game and of the first half here. It is 6-0, but speaking about the number 6, Nemaha Central on the Blue Jays 6-yard line, looking to put up also a score. We'll be right back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our ag lending department here at United Bank and Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank and Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, everybody, welcome back. We just had an interception and a turnover. Nemaha Central, they get the ball here. Jack Mackey from the defensive edge applied the pressure, put his hands up, and was able to pick the ball off and set up favorable field position, even more favorable than last time for this Thunder team. And they're on their own. They're on this Blue Jays' own 6-yard line, pushing the pile forward. Hike, just a short pickup of just 2 yards for Hike. Again, another positive carry here in this second quarter for Hike. Second and goal from the 4-yard line. Looking to score their second time tonight. Up 6-0 right now with less than 2 minutes to go. Nemaha Central, quarterback sneak. Once again, they're looking just to push this one in. And that will be a push down. Checking the marker here, they're going to say it was only a gain of one. So a quarterback sneak of just 1 yard brings up a third and goal from the 3-yard line. Substitutions coming in here for Nemaha Central. Strothman exits out of this. Henick comes in for his position. In shotgun, but not a single running back in the backfield with him. It's Hike, and Hike, he's going to be the one that takes this one into his hands, and he goes into the end zone. Hike, his second score of the night, puts up Nemaha Central 12-0. That one, a carry for 3 yards. Hike getting the second score of the game, his second score as well of the game.
Yeah, and it looks like they're probably going to try to go for two here, try to get that missed extra point back here.
So Nemaha Central, fourth possession of the game. They were set up on the Blue Jays' 6-yard line. Interception from Jack Mackey off the edge. And here, an opportunity to go for two to put this up 14-0. So again, well, no matter whether you get to 2 points or not, it's still two possessions, but it makes it a more difficult two possessions to come back for the Blue Jays. So again, 2-point conversion here on the way, rolling out to his right side is Hike. He's getting out to the outside edge. He has a block from Henick, but he's not able to get into the end zone. Stop just a yard shy. It is 12-0. A missed extra point and a failed 2-point conversion for Nemaha Central.
and only has them up 12-0. We'll be back here in 30 seconds with 104 left to go here in the first half.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Nemoff Central just jumped up to a 12-0 lead. However, again, they've not been able to convert the extra point and also the two-point conversion. Carter Hike, two touchdowns already on the game, over 40 yards rushing. Hike has been explosive. He has a one-yard rushing touchdown, and there he just capped a three-yard rushing touchdown. Thomas here on the kickoff for Nemaha Central, kicking it to the Blue Jays. Back to return. It will be brought up here, moving and getting shifty with it, getting just past the 32-yard line for the Blue Jays is going to be Andre Dallinghouse. Great starting field position for Sabetha. Here taking over on their fourth drive of the game. Less than a minute left to go, 59 seconds to be exact. Nemaha Central, again, they got on their sixth. They got on Sabetha's 6-yard line, and they scored in a minute and 12 seconds. Carter Hike, second touchdown of the game.
And I'll be interested to see what Sabetha does here. Obviously, you only have one timeout. You're down 12-0. Do you try to pass the ball again and see if you can quickly get a score here in this last 59 seconds?
Sabetha here will get the ball in the second half. Regardless, this is a high snap behind Kramer. Can he retrieve it? If he did, it's going to be a long loss. And it looks like he did.
Now we have a flag.
And we also have a flag on top. So, not a very great situation for the Blue Jays, but it's a flag against Nemaha Central. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty called against Nemaha Central, so they're going to go from where the ball was retrieved, and they're going to go up 15 yards from that spot, so it will only make it a loss of 7 yards, just about. So what could have been a loss of over 20, again, bad snap over Kramer's head from the center. Again, the center, Brendan Bestwick, just had it just a hair over Mitchell Kramer's head. 34 seconds left to go. Third down and 17. And spun around in the backfield and brought down. It's handed off to Cole Menold. And it looks like Sabetha will just be running the clock out and will look ahead to the second half where they will receive. Down 12-0 against Nemaha Central. Both teams, an opportunity with four possessions in the first half. Nemaha Central, they punted on two of them, scored on two. Sabetha, they punted on two, had an interception on their last one, and here, they let this one roll to half. It's 12-0, heading into halftime. Nemaha Central, the Thunder, they lead. Stay tuned for the halftime. We'll have scoring updates brought to you by Holt's House, Auto House in Fairview, as well as our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes here on KMZA 92.1. The Thunder lead 12-0.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crinan Prophet alongside Logan Bitterman, and then also back in studio, Kirk Kilman and Nemaha Central. They lead this league rival matchup, but also this district matchup, 12-0. Both teams have had equal opportunity for possessions each. Sabetha, they did get shorted out on their last possession. They only had 60 seconds until the half ended, and of course they elected just to let the time run out. But Nemaha Central, two punts, two touchdowns split in between those punts. But Carter Hike, what a game he is having right now. Over 18 carries, 60-plus rushing yards, 20 yards in the air, and then you add on to that is two touchdowns. The first one from 1 yard away was a sneak, and then the second one, which was a 3 yard away. But Nemaha Central missed the extra point, and then also they could not complete the two-point conversion. Sabetha has been pretty dominant on defense in those aspects. But Sabetha, they're struggling to get that offense going. Now, Sabetha hasn't had any penalties, so they are being clean game-wise right now. But again, they got to get things going. Real quick, though, our halftime show sponsored by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Logan, give me some of your thoughts, some wrap-up here ideas from half number one we got here between Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Between these first two quarters, both these teams going at it. Nemaha Central, they haven't turned the ball over. Sabetha, they just have one interception. It was Jack Mackey who got it for Nemaha Central. So just kind of give me a little bit of some takeaways and some thoughts from that first half on both teams, how both did, positives, negatives, and overall what they can look to improve on the second.
Well, you saw at the beginning of the game, both teams, their offenses kind of, we saw Nemaha Central, you don't really want to say they struggled, but they both kind of did in the sense that Nemaha Central kind of moved it down the field, got to a spot, couldn't convert, finally had a punt, and then Sabetha, their first drive, they got at least one first down, then all of a sudden they had a punt. Both teams have kind of, you call it that filling out process, is kind of see what the other team is going to do, try to see what you need to do as far as adjusting, and then boom, right after that, Nemaha Central just said, all right, we're just going to start driving right down the field, got the touchdown. Sabetha, once again, you have to punt. Nemaha Central, you get a stop, a crucial one. Well, Problem is then you turn around and you throw a pick because you're trying to go down to get points before half. And the pick, the problem with that was where it was at, right at about the 7 yard line. Not ideal in a situation like that, but we've seen it so far in two games for the Blue Jays this year. Against Holton, the biggest thing that was the reason why they won was a missed extra point. So special teams came to play in that one. Then you saw it against Roll Valley here. We saw Roll Valley go for a 2-point conversion attempt, just barely missed it. Otherwise, they probably sneak away with 1-point win, 8-7. Bethany got the win there again, 7-6, due to special teams being a factor. Well, so far tonight, yes, Nemo Central has 2 touchdowns. They missed the extra point on the first attempt and just missed the 2-point conversion. So it's only 12-0. So if you're Sabetha, you come out and you get the ball and start the second half, you go down, punch in the end zone, get the extra point, can get a big time stop, go down, get another touchdown, get another extra point. You're up 14-12. You have a 2-point lead at that point. Yeah, you talk about the great opportunities. You talk about the special teams play, and you really cannot, you know, not give credit here to also Nemaha Central. They've had 2 punts on this game. 1 punt did go for a touchback, but the other one, that one got marked down at around the 4-yard line, and that set up that interception from Jack Mackey. But the one who credited, gave the credit to for Nemaha Central was number 30, Cannon Sudbeck, the junior. He was the one who jumped onto that ball. I mean, like Superman just took flight. He grabbed it right in his hands. I mean, he did not want to take any chances of that thing rolling into the end zone. And he did a great job, and it pinned Sabetha in a pretty hard offensive spot. We talked about it. It would have been a 96-yard offensive drive for the Blue Jays, but again, they had that turnover. And again, you just have to play. You have to play solid. You have to play quality, and you have to play, you know, not giving away, but you know, trying to put up some yards and some points for yourselves. Again, they'll all be trying to figure out. It's the process of figuring out, as you mentioned, just feeling it out as the game goes on. We have some scoring updates, though, around the area. Sponsored by the Holt's House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt's House vehicles have you? Same today, you can go online at holtshouseautohouse.com. But a couple of updates at the end of the first. It's Action 14, Highland Park 7. That game is on Care Radio right now. And then over on the Holton channel, Holton is being beat by Hayden 14-0, 2 minutes and 13 seconds left in the second quarter. And of course, your scoring update from here, Nemaha Central, they lead 12, Sabetha 0. District matchup, league matchup, this one has a lot of implications to it, and we're here all to bring it to you. Also, Nemaha Central, they come in today, ranked number 3rd from K-Prep, Sabetha number 11, so both teams playing for a lot. But we'll be right back in a couple of minutes to talk about the second half between these two teams, the Thunder and the Blue Jays. The Thunder lead up by 12. Again, we'll be right back here in just a couple of minutes. You've been tuned in to KMZ 92.1.
Southeast Nebraska resident Michael Peters just became a first-time customer at Holt's House Auto House in Fairview.
I bought a 2018 Ford four-wheel drive at Holt's House Auto. Very nice truck. One of the best places I ever traded and did business with. I liked the way the people handled everything. Answered all questions and never once felt pressured into anything. Very helpful.
At HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt's House vehicles have you seen today?
The answer is yes. SBS.
In our rural farming communities, sharing the road means watching out for slow-moving farm equipment and recreational vehicles. Stay alert, keep your distance, and drive with caution. Let's make our country roads safer for everyone. As we approach harvest season, SBS Insurance wants to remind everyone to drive safe and aware.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
With the harvest season underway, the staff at First Heritage Bank would like to thank all our local farmers. We appreciate your dedication and hard work and wish you a safe and successful harvest. As a token of our appreciation, if you are a local farmer or know of one, please stop by or call one of our convenient locations in Seneca, Centralia, Corning, or Vermilion and enter their name in our drawing for a chance to win local prizes. The drawing will be held on October 15th. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Hello, everybody. You're tuned into the Halftime Show, sponsored by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We also got a couple more scoring updates brought to you by the Holt South Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt South vehicles have you seen today? Go to online at HoltSouthAutoHouse.com. Riverside leading over Troy 7-6. You can find that game up on 103.9, our primary station. But also, if you tune into the Cobra Channel, you'll be seeing the Cobras taking on the Buffaloes. They are currently winning 21-0. I will mention here that we also were on 92.1. If you want to watch this game, you can go and tune into the Sabetha Channel because we got coverage here. Again, it's courtesy to both Logan and Amanda Bitterman who are able to bring this coverage here from the Blue Jays Sabetha Channel.
Yeah, and Crittenden, we have a rivalry game here between NC and Sabetha. Obviously, it's also league and district, like you said. How about another big rivalry game for another Big East school, Holton? They're playing Hayden. It's now at halftime, 21-0, the Hayden Wildcats over the Wildcats of Holton.
Yeah, that's a big game. And Holton, you know, they've had a struggling year, and they've lost two games just by, as well, 1 point. They're a team that's trying not to fall into that category where they're lowering themselves in district standings as well as league standings. But, yeah, that's going to be a big one. We're going to see a lot of big matchups. And we're to the point in the year, and there's only 3 weeks left, including this one. Teams are playing for league titles, district titles. You know, some teams are playing to get into the playoffs in general. I mean, this is a very crucial time of the year.
Yeah, it is. And the biggest thing is, obviously, you know, you look at it every single season, and most people can say, oh, teams like Sabetha said they're going to be in the postseason. They're always there every year. They're going to make it. You know, you're looking at teams you know, we talked about it, like Oskaloosa, you got Royal Valley, HCHS. They're the teams fighting to try to get in usually. Obviously, this year a little bit different. You know, you look at it, we see it the last couple seasons. Nemaha Central and Sabetha, they've been 2A for the last 3 to 4 years now. Well, they've been typically two of the biggest schools, if not the two biggest schools in class 2A in terms of the sizes for their football teams, where a lot of 2A schools, they might have 25 guys if they're lucky that go out, so you have a lot of depth that you can also play as well if somebody gets hurt or you get a lead, something like that. But, you know, looking again at a game like this, Nemaha Central, this is only their second game in this district this season. Obviously, their first game was last week against Oskaloosa, so they still have to play Royal Valley. Who knows how that game could turn out again. Royal Valley could have maybe snuck away against Sabetha, just barely missed a two-point conversion attempt to get the win in that one, so Sabetha walked away unscathed there as far as district, and they also beat HCHS last week pretty handedly, if you will, 38-0. Again, if you're Sabetha, this is the one game, you know, out of the last two that you definitely want to win for sure, because even if you win next, you know, even if you lose this game, you win next week, you're still in. Most likely you're still in regardless, even if you would drop these two because you already have two wins under your belt. And the way it's set up, I believe it's the top four teams make it.
So you still have your district 14.
The only difference is even if you do drop this game, then you definitely want to win next week because you want to host that first-round game at home if you can. Again, we've seen it. These two teams, the last 2 years that they've matched up, what has happened for these two teams? They've matched up in playoffs as well, but the problem is the Sabetha's had to go on the road because they just weren't able to get it done against the Thunder during the regular season. Thunder walked right through the playoffs every game home and then all the way down the state.
Yeah, and here's the opportunity for you to win at home and bring this team back to home. But right now, again, Nemaha Central up 12-0. I know we were kind of talking about some teams, you know, trying to itch in the playoffs. Right now, Perry Lecompton and Jefferson West, both of those teams actually sit at the bottom of the district, and both of those teams are trying to fight in their district to be into the playoffs and get that fourth spot in district play. And you talk about Perry Lecompton, it's actually one of the teams that the Blue Jays lost to. It was a 12-9 final game. That is just the only other game of this year that the Blue Jays have trailed and played from behind. The right year, they're playing behind by two scores. They get the ball to start the second half, but again, you have to find offensive progress. You have to push the ball forward. You have to get first downs. You saw Landon Meyer. You also saw Will Zeus, but you've got to be able to get a couple other guys in there. There was a couple of passes downfield to Brody Dieters, but he just wasn't there for those completions.
Yeah, if you're Sabetha now, you're down 12-0. Sabetha's MO, you know, we've seen it every single season. It seems like, obviously, I've played here, you know, before the back, you know, then, before that, and even in between. It's run the football. Everything starts with running the football on the ground, because if you can move the ball, you know, 4-5 yards a carry, it just sets everything else up. Because then you can eventually maybe come back with play action or just a regular straight-out pass like we've seen Emhall Central do. Maybe even, you know, a quick speed option with the QB and running back as well. But you got to be able to move the ball. And Sabetha did that a little bit on their first drive, just has not been able to do it since. And the biggest thing we've also seen, we've seen a couple flags on the Thunder here so far. Sabetha, to this point, I don't think they've got a flag, not a single one. Sabetha, I think on average, if you want to make it, about 10, almost 10 flags a game so far this season going into tonight. Not a typical out of a team like the Blue Jays, but if you can't get the ball moving on the ground, what do? Do you try to go, you know, spread, try to move the defense out and then try to run it? Or do you say, hey, we're going to go little quick passes, outs, little hitches, little in routes, slants, something? You got to find a rhythm and try to move the ball. As far as Emhall Central, just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep letting Hike basically kind of dictate the game and just let him basically just take over the entire second half and say, the ball's going to either start or end with me on every single play.
Yeah, I mean, you're mentioning two sides of a coin that are completely opposite. And when you talk about heads, you got Sabetha, who are going to try to come out here in a tempo offense. They want to be able to score quickly, because what is Emhall Central doing on the tail side of the coin? On the other side, the flip side, well, here they are controlling the ball. They are running. Even when they were on their Sabetha's 6-yard line, it was a full 1-minute possession, and it only gave Sabetha less than 60 seconds to respond, you know, on their final drive. I mean, they could have scored it in 10 seconds, made it one play, but no, they grinded out the time. They were confident they were going to get that touchdown on a major third down, and they did. And that's what Emhall Central's been doing. They are playing this game to their own tempo, and Sabetha, they just got to pick up and play with them. So we'll just let this one run straight into the second half here. Sabetha, they are set to receive with their fifth possession of the game. Sabetha, two first drives, punt, third drive, interception, and their fourth one ending at half. Again, you've been tuned into the Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And actually, talking about Highland, there's a lot of players from both sides that have actually went and played. You talk about the collegiate success on both of these teams. In fact, the only teams with players that went to the collegiate level in the Big Seven from last year were Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Coming out for Sabetha, Jacob Grimm to Washburn, Chase Frey to Peru State, Joshua Grimm to Washburn, Dalton Rocky to Highland CC, and then Christian McAfee to Benedictine. And then when you talk about Emhall Central, Olden Bass to K-State, Abe Hilbert to Highland CC, and then Josh Gonzalez to Baker University. So plenty of success that's been built on these teams from the coaching level down to help these kids not only step up, you know, by their senior year, but they can move on to the next level, which is collegiate. And it's really incredible what is taught here. Again, here on the kickoff to start the second half, the Thunder are up 12-0. It's Sabetha with the kick return, returning it. Kyler Wegner, he had an open hole. He got it up to the 39-yard line, is where Sabetha will start it. Again, that is Wegner, Kyler Wegner, who had the return. He hasn't gotten into this game receiving-wise, but talking about his just his receiving statistics, 8 receptions, 117 receiving yards, averaging 14.5 a catch. I mean, you want to get a kid like this in the offense, and really, you want to get the entire team in the offense. Now, again, we start the second half here. It's going to be a run, but a run that goes backwards, taking him down from Nemaha Central. Kyler Gamstrom on the tackle, a loss of 3. Second down and 13. Ball now on the 36-yard line of Sabetha. Again, it was a good return up. Again, we're going to see a little bit of a substitution here. Lavoose steps out of this one, enters in from Curtis Fitzgerald. Keeping that offense nice and bunched. Three in the backfield, including the quarterback. And this one is not going to go much of positive. And to say there was four in the backfield, including the quarterback. In that time, they're trying to design a run for Kramer. We talked about how maybe you could maybe get some more blockers than a tempoed offense there. They try to get three to lead the way for Kramer, but they're not able to push much more than just a few yards. If any, it looks like they were stopped at the line of scrimmage. They actually gave them a one-yard loss on that one. So one-yard loss is just mixed up and missed the pile and then pushed backwards. So third down and 14, 10:39 left to go here. Stepping back to pass, Kramer. Kramer intercepted. Picked off by Strothman. Two interceptions on the game for Sabetha. And that one was a great read by, again, number 10, Caleb Strothman from Nemaha Central, the Thunder. This is their second interception of the game. First time coming from Jack Mackey. This one, Nemaha Central. This pick sets them up on the 39-yard line of the Blue Jays.
Yeah, the sad thing for Spencer is you had a guy about a couple yards shorter on an out route, more open than the attempted receiver. You maybe could have got about a 4th-and-3 opportunity.
Yeah, you have to agree. Definitely not the best read to make there, but a good read here on the jet sweep. Strothman out to the outside edge, all the way past the 10, near towards the end zone. An incredible gain of 30. I think it's officially 30 yards. Our marker. Now 10:17 left to go here of the third quarter. Again, first down pickup from Strothman. It was a carry of 32 yards. Huge carry from Nemaha Central. It's actually their biggest carry of the night. Here, Hyatt rolling out to his right side, looking to the end zone. Cannot complete the intended pass. To number 20, Jack Mackey, who had the interception on defense that set up the touchdown for Carter Hike earlier on in the game.
And he had him open right off the rip, just not able to, after C-wise, get it and just let it outside and not able to make the catch.
So the incompletion, it's been a first time in a while here we've seen an incompletion from Carter Hike. Second down and goal from the 7-yard line. This a keeper for Hike. It's the read option. He's spun around. He's going to be short of the end zone, but he'll have a positive pickup here of 4 yards. So bring a third and goal from the 4-yard line. A 3-yard gain for Hike. Again, unofficial stats in the first half, 18 carries, 60 yards rushing, 2 rushing touchdowns. That's a stat I can patent and guarantee. And Hike, he's going to try to patent a third touchdown while he's at it. This one, keeper off to the left side of the line. He has no blockers, and he's going to get brought straight down. A gain of none. It will bring up a 4th down. Well, okay, they're going to say he picked up 2 yards. So it'll be a 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line. So it's just a push forward. Again, Hike looked like he was dead in the water at the line of scrimmage, but he pushed it. He's going to try to push again. He spins, and they're going to give him the touchdown. So a 4th down on the 2-yard line, 4th and goal. Carter Hike scores his 3rd of the day. And Hike has been effective on the goal line.
It appears they're going to try to maybe go for 2 again here.
Nemaha Central missed the extra point wide left on their 1st touchdown. Their 2nd touchdown failed the 2-point conversion. Hike just couldn't get himself to the end zone. He was just a yard shy. But here, Hike, he's not shy as he enters the end zone for the 3rd score of the game. Nemaha up 18-0, 9:10 left to go here in the 3rd quarter. He's got some Strothman into motion. He's going to follow him. It's a passing concept. It's going to be thrown out to the left side, in a great pass deflection coming from Sabatha, so the two-point conversion will not be made. Getting the confirmation here, number 10, Tyler Wegner. He's been incredible in the secondary tonight for the Blue Jays. 18-0, Nemaha Central Bay lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got 9 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. 18-0, Nemaha Central, the Thunder. They lead this one. They have yet to convert the two-point conversion or the extra point, a.k.a. the point after the touchdown. And the score, 18-0, Carter Hike. Well, he's got 3 touchdowns in this game, over 70 yards rushing. He's had an incredible night tonight. The Blue Jays just falling down on this one at their own 31-yard line is where they will start their next possession. This possession number 6. Seeing if they can find maybe lucky number 6. Trying to put up their first score of the night. This is the largest they've been down on the year. Again, their only loss of the year, Perry LeCompton, 12-9. So they're going to come, they're going to try to make a big comeback here, and they're going to play, again, from their largest deficit in 2024. Hand off. Meyer just pushed forward for a gain of 3. Second down and 7. Again, we talk about this Sabatha team. They just got to be able to put more guys in that backfield. You can get some blocks in front. Maybe go to the outside. We haven't seen too many outside runs with a lead blocker. Again, just trying to do anything, just pick up some positive yards, maybe get into a flow and a tempo of the offense. And right now, you talk about the tempo and the flow of the offense. This is the longest it's taken for the Blue Jays to get a play. Kramer's hurrying up to the line, trying to get the snap off. He will. This one, it will be a handoff, and it will go just backwards. A handoff for Cole Menold, the junior. It was a 2nd down and 7. Now go back to the original, or just a yard shy of where the original line of scrimmage was. It's a loss of 2 for Mendel. 3rd down and 9.
Dan Crennan, you said it. This is the largest deficit Sabatha's had this season. This is the most points Sabatha's given up this season in the game. Obviously 12 to Perry. The only games they've given any points up were both 6 points apiece to Roll Valley and Holt.
Yeah, you talk about the Sabatha defense averaging only 4.8 points per game given up. They've given up 24 points up to this point on the season. And this one, not only a testament for the offense, but a test for the defense. The offense, they're going to pass this one on this drive down 18-0, 3 possessions. And this is just a sail over. It was intended for Tyze Frazee. That would have been his first catch of the year if it was, well, it did go over his head. But again, he was also covered by 2 guys, so it probably was the best maybe scenario there that it was over the head for the incompletion. You wouldn't want to throw your 3rd interception of the game if you're Kramer, but here, a 4th down after the incompletion on 3rd. 6th possession, here's Sabatha, ending on a punt on their own 32-yard line. Kramer here has the kick. High sailing, Strothman gets under it. He fumbles it, it's going behind him. Can he pick it up on the ground, Strothman? He holds on to it at the 35-yard line of the Thunder. And that would have been momentum for Sabatha if that fumble did not go into the hands of a Thunder. They're just making sure, and so it will be Nemaha Central ball. Strothman did fall down on it. Again, he was trying to run up underneath it and take it down past the far side hash marks and try to get up maybe the 50-yard line before maybe getting pushed out of bounds. But again, you know, sometimes you take your eye off the ball and look for the open space, that'll cost you sometimes. But you still fell down on it. And here, we're going to get
offsides on
Sabetha. Offsides on Sabetha. That's their first penalty of the game. We talked about that in halftime, how disciplined Sabetha's been today compared to previous games. But unfortunately for the Blue Jays, you know, they're still down 18-0 amongst the clean slate. MLS Central, they have three total flags on this game. All start holding a delay game and also a personal foul. So a lot has been at work for either side. Mostly a clean game, though. I mean, compared to last week, I had 15 total penalties combined between both teams. So most part, both teams, they are playing very clean football here today. Pitch option here for Nemaha Central on the speed out to the far side as the gain and carry of 6 yards. It's Strothman. Eichen Strothman on the connection. Brings up a second down and a two to go. Ball on the 45-yard line of the Thunder. Stepping out for Nemaha Central, Jaden Seitz. Second and two to go. Second and one to go. Just a long extra yard. Hike in shotgun. He hands this one to Strothman in the jet sweep, and he's got more than just a first down. He's got an 11-yard carry past the 45-yard line of the Blue Jays. Pushing down the field now is the Thunder. They're rolling. 6:33 left to go here. The third quarter, 18-0. First and 10, ball on the 44-yard line of the Blue Jays. And this Nemaha Central team on the year, dominant offense. They put over 1,365 yards in the year, averaging 273 a game. And just rushing, they're averaging 189 rushing yards a game. This team has had no answer to the ground game responded to them, and they've been at will tonight, controlling not only the tempo of the game, but the run here. Another run, a handoff up the middle. Caleb Hainick, who gets the carry, and a couple in the first quarter, a few in the second. Here he's got his first in the third.
Yeah, Nemaha Central actually just got lucky. They didn't get a false start penalty there. Had the inside receiver turn, face the Sabetha sideline like he was going to come out to get behind the other receiver. As soon as he turned, he stopped and then started moving again right before the ball was snapped.
Penalty not called, but an opportunity taken for Nemaha Central. Again, they have the gain of two. Going to be a handoff here to Hainick. He goes off the outside edge. He has a block thrown from Strothman at near the 40-yard line of the near side hash mark. He'll push the sticks just a little bit, but still shy of the first down by 5 yards. Third down and five after the gain of three from Hainick. Another crucial third down conversion, and you talk again, another crucial third down stop. An opportunity for the Blue Jays. They've been searching for a stop tonight. They've had two forced punts on their own side. In fact, this has been an impressive offensive performance. Hike, he goes deep here, searching down the field, and he has an incompletion. He tries to sail that one just about 30 yards deep out to the Nemaha Central sideline. It was intended for Jaden Suits. It was just far out to the outside. It was an incomplete pass, and that'll bring up a fourth down. And Nemaha Central, when they're in these fourth and, you know, medium range of situations, even when they're in decent field position, they elect to punt. And that's a lot, and that's great trusting, of course, on the head coach, the special teams, the defense, because you have a lot of confidence that you know that your special teams can pin them deep, and then you know that your defense can get you the ball back in great starting field position. So here's the punt. Thomas punts this one. It will be past the 20 and on the 15-yard line for Sabetha. Six possessions from Nemaha Central, ends in a punt. We've had back-to-back punts from both teams here. Sabetha on their seventh possession. They start down 18-0, 4:35 left to go of the third quarter. They are on their own 14-yard line to begin.
Yeah, now the finishers best offensively. They're down three scores. How many more possessions are you going to have in this game? Obviously, you stopped Nemaw Central that last drive, but if they start running clock, you got to think you can't just run the ball the rest of the way.
Keeper here for Kramer. I'm not sure if that was the intended read, but he still goes forward. It's a gain for Kramer of 5 yards. So second down and 5. Ball now on the 19-yard line for the Blue Jays. Again, just trying to find some positives here on this drive, get some first down, get down the field, and get a touchdown. But Nemaw Central, they've been up at one point in this year 28-0. It was against Rossville. And they allowed Rossville to come back, and that game ended just 31-28. So if you're the Blue Jays, you shouldn't count yourself out of this one yet. You just got to find an offensive tempo. Here, a pass completed to the outside. First pass completion we've seen in a while for Mitchell Kramer. This one, Kyler Winger. He's got the first down. That one moves the chains. I bet the Blue Jays now up on their own 28-yard line. Trying to get this one to move. First down and 10. We talked about that at halftime, Logan. You want to get this offense rolling, and one of the greatest ways you can do that is start implementing the pass and getting those players implemented into this game. Here, going back to the run, Meyer up the middle and up the gut just for two. Excuse me, Cole Menold, who has the carry. Menold just pushing forward for a 2-yard gain. Makes it second down and 8. Second and 8 from the Blue Jays 30-yard line. Again, still trailing 18-0. Nemaw Central district matchup, league matchup, district number 4. It's important not only for the league, but the district standings for a crucial win for either of these teams. The pile still being pushed here. Kramer in the mix of it. And usually you see the whistle get blown dead, but there, they let the carry go. Here, I believe it was Meyer who actually had the rock, and man, he just kept pushing. What a great carry that went up for 4 yards. Brings up a third down and 1. Pyle just kept pushing. Looks like it was only going to be a gain of 1. Went for 3 more. Crucial third down.
Down here, the special offense, you've got to get this first down here.
Octavian Thomas comes in here on the offense for Sabetha. Kramer checking the line. He's in pistol formation. One tight end to the right side. Spread out on the wings from both, but here a timeout from the Sabetha Blue Jays. And as they take a timeout, we'll take a timeout as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Nemaw Central, they lead 18-0, 2:17 left of the third quarter.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We have a crucial third down here for the Sabetha Blue Jays. It's a third down and 1. They are currently located on their own 37-yard line. They're down 18 points. They need 3 possessions to score, and this one, a crucial one to take advantage of. Again, 2:17 left here of the third quarter, the game being controlled all by the Thunder. Hand off to Meyer. Meyer picks up the first down and then some. A gain of 4 for Meyer. One that just went right through the A-B gap. Back into this game. Octavian Thomas, he substitutes himself in for Kyler Wenger. Thomas, who's right now on the near side your screen if you're watching the Sabetha channel, but of course if you're listening to me, he's just on the near side of the hash marks, but it'll be a handoff up the middle. A gut run of none. Second down and 10 it brings up. Back onto the field here, Curtis Fitzgerald. Thomas steps out. Blue Jays, they're not in too heavy of a hurry. Again, there's still a whole quarter left to play. A minute 30 left of the third. Only down by three touchdowns. Three scores, 18-0. Sending a man in motion. A pass to the near side, but over the head of the intended target, Andre Dollingham. Just a foot over. That brings up a third down and 10. So you have the rush and the gain of none from Meyer. And here you have the incompletion. And this sets up a very hard third down to convert. The best case scenario for Sabetha is maybe picking up 5-6 yards, looking for a good run to the outside, maybe a pass just to set up a manageable fourth. Or maybe you consider taking a deep shot.
Well, the bad thing is even if you don't get very many yards or even nothing at all, you have to consider going for it on fourth down because you only have basically a minute and a half left in this third quarter. And again, you're down three scores with one quarter to go.
Kramer taking the pitch, dropping back to pass. He's going deep. He has a wide open man, and he oversails the target, Micah Lang. It would have been his first catch of the year if he was able to reel it in. It was just led over him by a foot. I just told you, do you go for the manageable fourth or do you take the deep shot? And right there, I wouldn't really doubt that. That's a really great call to make. You know, Nemo Central, they're expecting you to make a manageable fourth. Right there, you try to send that one to the house. It was an open receiver. Again, Lang, he was wide open. But, again, just a little bit of an oversale. Back-to-back oversales here from Kramer.
Yeah, now the bad thing is you have to go 10 yards. So, you know, Nemo Central in the back of their mind is saying, hey, keep it in front of us. Keep them from getting that first down stick.
Fourth down and 9. The Blue Jays on their own 44-yard line. Dropping back to pass completed. There's a flag thrown. Will the first down be picked up? It will be short. It was Thomas with Davian Thomas, who is short by 2 yards, but again, we'll have to see what the penalty flag is on. If it's holding, it will be a false start against the offense. A false start against the offense, and the penalty will be declined. So that now brings up a first down and 10 for Nemaha Central as they will set up to play on their own 49-yard line. Eighth possession of the game for the Thunder. The first turnover on downs tonight from Sabetha. Even if Thomas was able to pick up the first down, and again, you would have had to consider the flag, which was a false start, so would have pushed to a fourth down and 14. So it would have been still hard to convert for this with the Blue Jays. Pike stepping back to pass, going deep. Strothman in and out of the breadbasket. And Strothman, he's down on the field. He gets back quickly up. Great sportsmanship from the Thunder. They come in a pack to help him up off the ground. It was a great shot take from Strothman, but a great play from the secondary coming in there and adding a little bit of disruption to the signal. Allowing for that incomplete pass from Hike to Strothman. So we're here with less than a minute and 3 seconds of the third quarter. It's 18-0. We are on Nemaha Central's eighth possession of the game. They've only punted 3 times and they've scored 3 times. Even this is the seventh possession of the game for Nemaha Central. Pitch out the outside to Heenick. Heenick goes out to the outside edge, pushed out of bounds. After picking up the first down, see if they mark him short here, and they will. Pushed out just before. Look at that far side official, and
actually looks like we have a flag. We do right here down on the 50.
I did not see the dirty laundry on the field. I know we're getting close to the day of Halloween, but seeing the old markers always gives me a little bit of a scare, and I'm sure it does also for all the offense. Especially when you have a positive gain like that. And Tinek, who barely picked up a first down. But again, you see the deadly yellow marker. And that puts you 10 yards back. There's a holding call. Second down and 18. So it's a spot foul. Second and 18. 55.9 seconds left here in the third quarter. Ball on the own 41-yard line of Nemaha Central. Seventh possession of the game. Pike has a keeper to the outside edge. Cross the hash marks here. Brought down at the 50. And he goes back up to the original line of scrimmage, if not a yard after. And he'll return the original yardage, so it's a gain of 8. For Carter Hike, third down and 10. Sabetha looking for a crucial third down stop here to force a punt so they can get the ball back before the start. Not that they have much of a time before the start of the fourth quarter, if they are even given time. Hike, near side edge, it's a completed pass, rolled out of bounds. Mason Chulion, the sophomore who made the catch. He'll be down short, but it'll be a fourth down and 1. If not, maybe inches. Wow. Fourth and 1. Possibly the biggest fourth down here today. So he did go out of bounds. Chulion did. It stops the clock at 13.6. Fourth down and 1. Pike on the quarterback sneak. No, this time he rolls out to the outside. He was stopped in the backfield, but he did not collapse. Instead, he picks up the first down and an extra 2 yards. And the Blue Jays had Hike in the backfield, but he spun around, went past the line of scrimmage, picked up the first, and gained an extra 2 to sweeten the pot. And that will end the third quarter. We'll head into the fourth. 18-0, Nemaha Central still leads. They're on their seventh possession of the game, and they are currently on Sabetha's 38-yard line. Again, Thunder up 18-0. We'll be right back here in a minute here on KMZ 92.1.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu shot clinic in the community building parking lot on Wednesday, October 2nd from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Wednesday, October 9th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays, October 5th and 12th by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we're back here after the start now of the fourth quarter. It's a dump off to the right side to Kaufman. A pickup of 3 for the completion from Hike. And Hike, to start the fourth quarter, he has a pass completion of just 2 yards, is that they'll give it to him. So second down and 8, 11:36. Rolling and a move in here, the fourth quarter. The Blue Jays are down 18-0. And they'll have to pick up the tempo on offense, but it all comes down to this major and crucial stop here on defense. Emo Central, they have won 5 straight matchups, looking for their 6th. Hike pushing through a load of Blue Jays. He's got a solid pickup of 4. That'll make up, we'll call it 3. Third down and 5 now. Ball on the 32-yard line, but there is a Blue Jay down on the field. And he's, looks like he's just getting stretched at the moment. Possibly a cramp, and the trainer and the head coach will come out, look at him again. Blue Jay player down, looks to just be cramped. We're here 18-0. The clock stopped at 11 minutes and 3 seconds. Nemaha Central down the field. They're on their, on the opposing 32-yard line of the Blue Jays, just 12 yards away from the red zone on third down and 5. And Logan, how kind of crucial of a drive is it for Nemaha Central to put this game away? And, you know, for Sabetha's side is what they're thinking, you know, prevent this touchdown here so this is still a maintainable 3-possession game.
Yeah, the biggest thing, again, you just said it. for Sabetha. You got to try to find a way to get a stop here and get the ball back. The biggest thing is being down three scores. You only have two timeouts to work with as well. And you have basically 11 minutes left in this game. So what do you do? We've seen it with Omaha Central, the way they can move the ball. I mean, even when they get behind the chains, even if it's fourth and 10, one play, they can get a first down with Ike just running it, you know, breaking several tackles. We just saw it. It looked like Sabetha had to stop and was going to get the ball back. And instead, Ike broke a couple tackles, spin move, boom, first down for a couple yards. So the biggest thing here is that even if you do get a stop and you do go down and score, do you maybe look at the onside kick? Obviously, already in this game, you'd still be down two scores, but you just really can't give the ball back to Omaha Central the way they're moving this ball.
No, they take too much time off the clock. So the player who was down the field was Kai Mendelt. He walks off unassisted again, just some cramps. He got worked out by a player, and then a coach and a treater came down and treated him. So Mendelt back here on the sideline. Hike here with it, 3rd and 5, trying to convert. He'll have the first down and then some, looking for some blockers at the outside edge. He's finally wrapped down and tackled at around the 17-18-yard line. It was brought down by Brody Dieters, the athletic cornerback wide receiver of this team. But Hike here, the athletic running back of Omaha Central, over 80 yards rushing today, 3 scores. He's been dominant in this one. Hike came today, 723 rushing yards, averaging 5.4 yards a carry. He's been electric all year. Hasn't had a passing touchdown today, but he's, again, had 3 touchdowns on the ground. Handoff here to Caleb Hainick. A rush for just 5 yards for Hainick. 2nd down and 5. Ball now on the 15-yard line. 9:56 left to go to the fourth quarter. The Thunder trying to roll down and score for their 4th time tonight. Trying to go up 24-0. Hike, keeper, he has convoy blockers out to the outside. He bulldozes the man over and carries one him into the end zone. Incredible physical and downhill running from Carter Hike. That's his 4th score of the day. It was from the 15-yard line. An incredible rushing touchdown for Hike. 24-0 now the score. And now, Omaha Central not electing to go for 2. They'll just settle with the PAT. They have not had a point after touchdown tonight. And this time, they will still remain not. It was far left. I believe maybe there was a hand touched on it from the Sabetha Blue Jays side. If it was, it would have been Cole Mendelt who got in there on the touch. But 24-0, 9:36 up to go. Blue Jays here to get the ball. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Omaha Central just scored on their 7th possession of the game here into the 4th quarter. A drive that started actually in the 3rd, and it extended its way out. It was 1:05 left in the 3rd when the Thunder had it, and they had that possession run longer than 4 minutes. And that has been the theme of Omaha Central today is waste clock and put up scores. It's now 24-0, Omaha Central. They have the lead. Continuing the lead, as I should say. Here, a squib kick picked up. And a touchdown run, possibly deep down the field, getting past the 20. Can he go all the way? Just shy of the 30-yard line for the Blue Jays. Cole Mendelt. Mendelt breaking one deep. A Blue Jay in flight. They're going to say he's intercept that abounds at the 10-yard line, but this is the farthest the Blue Jays have been down the field. The Blue Jays nearly also broke their last kick return, but here they find the succession. Cole Menald takes this one nearly all the way. Great chase down from Nemaha Central. Handoff here to Meyer. Meyer fighting through defenders. Going up just a couple of yards. Again, this is a second and goal from the 10-yard line. After the 3-yard carry, that'll bring up a second down and goal from the 7-yard line. Blue Jays taking a little bit of time here. They want to guarantee this touchdown for themselves. And what monstrous momentum deep into this game that this Blue Jays team can roll off of. But again, 8:50 left. The clock is rolling here in the fourth quarter. You're down by a total of 4 scores. Well, actually, only 3 possessions if you tack on all 2-point conversions. Sabetha in zone and intercepted in the goal line and brought to the 5. Kicked off for the 3rd time tonight from the Thunder. What an incredible interception. I believe Camden Smith was on the interception. Looking for that confirmation. It was on the very far side of the field near the very lengthy pylon. But the 3rd interception of tonight for Sabetha. And this time, they were set up on Nemaha Central's own 10-yard line. The first time Sabetha had been inside the red zone. Hike, keeper. Drop down at the 9-yard line. He's got a carry of 4. 8:20 left to go. It's 24-0. Sabetha, this year, has not been held to an egg through their 5 games played. Right now, this dominant defense from the Thunder is looking to strike here tonight. 7:58 left to go in the fourth quarter. District and league game between these two teams. Hand off up the middle. Hainick. Another positive carry. 7:38 left to go. 3rd down and 3 to go. Clock is rolling and going. We talked about it. Nemaha Central, they have controlled the tempo of the game. They've controlled the pace of the game. And they will continue to do so here tonight. Just got to keep the possession in your hands. Pick up the 1st down. Trying to pick up one here from their own 12-yard line. And here, pick up the 1st down and then some. Carter Hike moves the Thunder up to the 25-yard line in their own territory. Their 1st down moves the chains. Clock momentarily stopping until it is set, and it is set now. Clock will roll. Now under 7 minutes, 6:53 to go. And again, this team is just taking their sweet time. It's Nemaha Central. Also, be sure on your way home from the games, catch all other area scores, highlights, stats, and recap with the local community National Bank High Score Scoreboard Show. Also, you can catch Friday Night Fever presented by GM Banks on the way to the games at 6 p.m. And right here, a handoff to the outside. Hedick does not go for any, if not maybe just an inch. 2nd down and a long 9. It could be 2nd down and 10. Just a little bit in between. The gain of just inches for Hedick. But regardless, the clock, it still continues to roll. 6 minutes left. And you talk about the upcoming matchups for both these teams. Sabetha, they'll continue and they'll play another district opponent, Oskaloosa, next week, and they'll finish with St. Mary's on the year. Nemaha Central next week, Royal Valley, and then they finish the year with ACCHS, a team that Sabetha just beat last week, 38-0, a big dominated win. Phoenix, another carry here. This time, a gain of one, third down and nine. Less than 5 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. This one just rolling away. Again, we have some other matchups going around in the area. Just getting you some of those scores. The end of the third quarter, Royal Valley 42, ACCHS 0. End of the third quarter, Hiawatha 42, Oskaloosa 0. Again, those scores brought to you by the Holt's House Auto House in Fairview for your scoring update. When it's time to update your vehicle, how many Holt's House vehicles have you seen today? You can go online at HoltsHouseAutoHouse.com for more information. Pike, keeper, far from the first down, brings up a fourth and long. And here, Nemaha Central will trot out the punting unit on their eighth possession of the game. And Sabetha, they're due up to their ninth. But as they come up to their ninth possession, they have less than 4 minutes and 30 seconds now. It's 24-0. It's going to take a lot and quick scoring if you want a chance to come back into this. It's still only a three-possession game, though. If you get all the touchdowns to convert all the two-point conversions, it still could be just three possessions. Calling for their fair catch, Cole Menold. And here, Sabetha on their possibly what may be their final drive of the game, but of course, if you're the Blue Jays, you don't want that to be the case. They'll start here with the ball on their own 49-yard line. Their ninth possession of the game with 4 minutes and 13 seconds left to go. Again, district play is not over for both of these teams. Teams, plenty of opponents still left on the year to face. Also, both teams having a league opponent left on the year as well. So both mathematically still open for both teams to take. If things go on paper wrong, Nemaha Central with a victory tonight, it definitely pushes them closer to winning the first ever, well, getting close to winning the Big East title, and then also winning the district title, and that would make sure that Nemaha Central basically holds the playoff all through home, and that's something Sabetha struggled with the last 2 years, losing the sub-state round and back-to-back years on the road to Nemaha Central. Flag against the offense. False start. Moves him back 5 yards. What was a second down and 7? Brings up a second down and 12. 3:42 left to go. And Logan, upcoming schedule here for Sabetha. They play next week, Oskaloosa. I mean, what's going to be the bounce back like in the mentality for this Sabetha team? You know, assuming that they're not able to come back here tonight and have to look forward to next week.
Yeah, you just got to say, hey, let's put this one behind us. We got to turn the page and we got to go out next week and think of, not think of what happened the week before. Obviously, even if you don't score in the last 3.5, you didn't score in this game, you just got to, again, turn the page and say, let's try to go get a win next week and see if we can do it. And we have a pick here. Nothing is incomplete.
And incomplete. The pick almost made by Mason Chuliant. The intended, what was going to be intended target was Andre Dollinghouse. It was out to the far side here on the near side hash marks in the numbers, but the ball didn't go anywhere to where the route was being ran. And that almost turned into Kramer's fourth pick of the night. Kramer, he came in the day with one touchdown, two interceptions, passing on the year now. He's got one touchdown and 5 interceptions. So it's been definitely a tough night indeed for Kramer. 3 picks, no touchdowns, but you look at the other side of the table for Nemaha Central. You look at Carter Hike, who has 4 scores and no turnovers. Hike, he had 2 interceptions at the beginning of the year against Marysville. He's had 1 interception since in 4 games. Here, great defensive play from Strothman, and great sportsmanship also showed by Strothman as he helps up number 3, Ties Frazee. Incompleted on the pass.
And Crennan, quick going back to your question that you had about looking ahead, obviously, for Sabetha. The biggest thing, again, put this game behind you, but you got Oskaloosa next week. Right now, they're playing Hiawatha. It's a non-district matchup, obviously a non-league matchup as well. But it's for Sabetha, it's your last game in the district. You expect you're probably going to win that game, obviously.
who knows what will happen. But if Sabetha wins that game and Nemaha Central would lose to Roar Valley and ACCHS, there's still the possibility maybe that happens. But at this point, if you're Sabetha, you're at least playing for the 2 seed. Yeah, mathematically, still you're still in it. But again, on paper, it's going to be very hard for Sabetha to still compete for the district and league title here. Nice gain of 12 here. A pass completed for Sabetha out to the outside. So actually, one of the biggest pass completions here of the night, Kramer. And here we're going to have a missed handoff, or maybe a miscommunicated handoff. It's still in the hands of Kramer before Cole Mills finally took it from him. It was a gain of just one. Second down and nine. Ball on the 39-yard line. Blue Jays pushing the ball again, looking for their first score tonight. They had their best opportunity to score when they were on Nemaha Central's 10-yard line. Again, Cole Menold stepped that play up on a huge kick return, but an interception ended the drive. Kramer going deep down the field and incomplete.
We do have a flag.
There is a flag.
It's on his feet.
So flag against Nemaha Central will move the sticks. Under 2 minutes here in 31 seconds. 2 minutes, 31 seconds left. The first quarter, 24-0. Penalty against Nemaha Central. Again, that moves the chains. That will now be a first down for the Blue Jays. Chang Gang a little bit trailing behind. They're chugging along. 24-0. 2:31. Let's go to the first quarter. Nemaha Central looking to win the league and district matchup. The important one and a rivalry to also extend a 6-game winning streak dating back to 2021 against Sabetha. Big carry here for Kramer. Kramer going too many personal carries himself tonight. Actually coming into this game, Kramer, he had 26 rush attempts for 53 yards, only averaging 2.4 yards per carry. But Kramer, he didn't get really too much into the rushing attack. There was a couple play designs where they tried to put three blockers in front of him, but didn't get much success in the run game. And you talk about the Blue Jays. Their run game every week up to this point has been successful, over 190 yards a rush per game. And last week they had a player who just came back from injury in Will Vuzu at 91 yards off 6 carries, and today he hasn't had just more than just a couple of carries and negative yards rushing. So it's been a very great disciplined defense here from Nemaha Central, and they force a second down. Well, picked up the first down. Will be Cole Mental. So moving the chains once more, first down and 10. Ball spotted at the 14-yard line again. The second time tonight that the Blue Jays have been inside of the red zone. It's actually been on their back-to-back drives they've been within the red zone. But up to this point, they have not touched it. First and 10. Ball on Nemaha Central's 14-yard line. Again, you just want to take a positive out of this one, and that's getting a touchdown and scoring against this defense. Kramer, run off to his left side, oversails the pass. And in for Dieters. Just was not there, and we talked about how, you know, wrong player here is Kyler Wegner. But again, completions and incompletions have been kind of the dagger right now for Sabetha. There's just been, you know, a couple passes just overthrown, just sailed a little bit over by 2 to 3 yards. I mean, that's just something that you want to see fundamentally get clicking between a receiver and a quarterback. And obviously, as the weeks go on and you go into next week, Sabetha against Oskaloosa, I mean, they'll have a really great bounce-back opportunity against Oskaloosa, and there they'll look to, again, clean up the mistakes from today, but also take away the positives. And one of those positives, he'll be scoring a touchdown right here. Kramer in the backfield, sacked for the first time tonight. That's the third time he's been sacked all year. Kramer brought down in the backfield, taken down. Kyler Gantstrom, the sophomore from Nemaha Central. Third down
and long. Ball on the 19-yard line of Nemaha Central. 1:03 left to go. The clock is ticking. Nemaha Central guarantees their win in district play and league play. Sabetha, they will drop to 4-2 in league. Just a little bit of correction. That was last year. Last year, this team went 4-1 in league, 10-2 on the overall. But this year, Sabetha will drop to 3-2 in the league. Overall, they will drop to 4-2, and in district play, 2-1. Incomplete pass. Off the near side, brings up now a 4th down and 15, ball to 19-yard line, less than 40 seconds to go. Sabetha, again, just looking for their final score of the game. They got to pick up this first down first. They 4th and 15 on their own on the opposing 19-yard line. But looking ahead also, Nemaha Central, Royal Valley next week. In Royal Valley, Nemaha Central, they will look to improve to 5-1 on the year, 2-0 in district play, and 3-0 in league. And they'll look to take on another league opponent next Friday. Snapping shotgun. Stepping back is Kramer. Pulling back the release. Now fires. Sails out of the end zone. Turnover on down on what will be Sabetha's final possession of the game. Sabetha, through four quarters, scoreless. Nemaha Central, 24 points, 4 total touchdowns, but 0-2 on the extra points, and then 0-2 on the 2-point conversion. What a dominant win here, and you talked about the rivalry coming into today between these two teams, how dominant it's been over the last recent years, but a chip on the shoulder of Nemaha Central. They come in today, and they look to dominate. Neil taken from Hike. That's only his second time today having negative rushing yards. Yeah, you gotta always kind of chuckle at that. That's sometimes why they run in a backup quarterback to Neil, just so that way they don't have a quarterback go in and get negative yards. But, you know, you talk about the rivalry, you talk about how close these schools are together, 30, 35 minutes apart. But you look down there at the field and you see high fives, handshakes, hugs. I mean, we're not even getting to the point where everyone's lining up and going and, you know, giving handshakes at the 50-yard line. And both teams are able to be respectful and be kind and be able to show sportsmanship. And this might actually be one of the best games I've seen with sportsmanship between both teams, especially with a close rivalry between these two schools.
Yeah, just two teams that it seems like every time they match up, there's no, they call it blood loss, if you will, in a game like this. Obviously, both sides, this is the one game on the schedule every year that both of these teams really want to win. It's just the last, you know, now 6 games in a row, Nemaha Central has gotten that win, whereas Sabetha has not been able to find their way. But again, who knows? These two teams could match up. We've seen it the last 2 years. They matched up in sub-state. We could maybe see it again in the playoffs. This season, both of these teams, you know, we'll kind of go over it a little bit more here in post-game, but tonight, Nemaha Central just kind of had Sabetha's number in this one.
They did. They had Sabetha's number through all 4 quarters, and there were some great plays from Sabetha. They really set themselves up on some good opportunities, but in the end, just could not execute and finish those downs. And still, they kept it within a 3-possession game despite letting up 4 touchdowns. I mean, that's a crucial number that you want to bring up right there. But again, we'll be right back for our post-game show brought to you by the Bee Outdoors Real Estate. We'll also give you the player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. The Thunder win the District 4 and league matchup 24-0 against the Sabetha Blue Jays. We'll be right back here in just a couple of minutes for your recap here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Bee Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back here just one of the two final times here. We're going to talk about a little bit of the recap about the game, some stats, some numbers. We'll send it back, and then we'll do our player of the game. But right now, you're tuned into the post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. You can go online at Be Outdoors. .com and opening up a door here tonight and not so far closing it behind them as, again, mathematically things can still open up for either team in district play, but that door is pretty well wedged shut here as Nemaha Central, I mean, they're taking on some, you don't want to say easier opponents, but on paper, they're going to be taking on, you know, none as quite rivalish and high potency of the Sabetha team. And Thunder, they came out today winning 24-0. They came out on their first drive. They actually punted, and then Sabetha, they got a first down, but then they punted right back. Nemaha Central on their second possession of the game scored. They scored again on their fourth possession of the game. And then on their opening drive of the second half, they were able to also score a touchdown, and then their last touchdown was scored just right before their last possession, which was on their seventh possession of the game. All four touchdowns by Carter Hike. Carter Hike, great game at over 25 carries, but we'll talk about him a little more in the player of the game segment. But let's talk just about this game here. Logan, I'll let you come in here. Yeah, this is a hard game for Sabetha going through and through. They were trying to find that running game. Coming into the day, they had a lot of great rushers. I mean, Will Booth had 91 rushing yards last week, but he had negative rushing yards here tonight. For Sabetha, they average 189 rushing yards a game. A great positive is that what you said at halftime is that this Sabetha team, you know, kind of carries a lot of penalties every game. But at one point, going in the half, they had zero penalties. So they played a clean game. It's just unfortunately that they just weren't able to get the ground game going. And the passing game was also a struggle. I mean, three interceptions also from Kramer. I mean, you know, walking through some of the positives, the negatives, what are some takeaways for both teams and going forward here in district and league play?
Yeah, at least for Sabetha, the positive, you didn't have the penalties tonight. The problem was, yeah, you didn't have the penalties, but you had the turnovers. You think about some of the turnovers they had and when they happened. Obviously, you know, the very first interception, Beth had on their own seven pass, had the guy open, just DN for NC. Great play, able to get his hands on it, able to come away with a pick there. NC started with it inside the Sabetha 10. Then Sabetha, they had a punt return. Looks like it was going to go for a touchdown. Just got shoved out of bounds right at the 10-yard line. Second down play, another pick. Had a chance at a touchdown there, just not able to get it. The biggest thing is NC's defense, they knew. They could read everything. It just seemed like in the past game, you just could not do anything if you were Sabetha. And then running the football, nothing was really open. I mean, yeah, we saw a few yards, 6 yards, 7-yard runs, but really nothing pretty much there trying to go right up the middle. Whereas with it for NC, we talked about it. Carter Hike coming into this game, you think about what Sabetha lost a season ago. We talked about the O-line and D-line for both teams, but especially for Sabetha, who on the D-line is there that can really match up pound for pound with Carter Hike? There wasn't really anybody there. Carter Hike just able to get to the next level, and by that time, you're going up against some smaller defensive backs, maybe even some smaller linebackers to a point that you can just run guys over and truck them. We talked about it. When you get to later in the game, and you're a defensive back or even a linebacker, you don't want to come up and make those tackles head on because you're going to get ran over, and it's not fun towards the end of the game when this happened all night. And we saw it again tonight. And then we talked about it. I brought up Strothman. I talked about views. We saw Strothman jet sweep right on cue, 30 yards, took it right down, gave NC another chance to score. So biggest thing, you talked about it, Crittenden, both teams coming up. The Bethel technically still has a shot at the one seed out of their district. It's going to be hard because Union Nemaha Central plays, and we also talked about it this way. The Bethel has to lose the next week. On paper, a lot of people would say Sabetha should easily walk down there and walk away with that game. We'll have to see how that turns out, but you can flip it for NC. You look on paper and you think NC should walk away with both those games against Royal Valley and HHS. We'll see what happens. Royal Valley can run the football. They can do it. We just saw it here against Sabetha. For Sabetha's defense, even though they gave up 24 tonight, most points they've given up this season, Royal Valley was able to move the ball on them. So, obviously, Nemaha Central will be a little bit different opponent for Royal Valley compared to what Sabetha was. But anything's possible here down the last two games of the season.
Well, again, so just a little bit of a final tally here. Nemaha Central, they improve on the year to 5-1, 2-0 in district play. They will play a district as well, a league opponent next week as they take on Royal Valley. And then the final game of the year for them, HCHS, the Tigers, that is just a district game. That will be their last district game of the year. So Nemaha Central, again, improving to 3-0 on the league, and then on the overall 5-1. For the Blue Jays, who came in today number 11th ranked in the K-Preps, they will drop on the year to 3-2 in league, on the overall 4-2, and then in district 2-1. We'll be right back one final time for our Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. But right now, you're tuned to the post-game show by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. We'll be right back in just a minute for the Player of the Game here on KMZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. We're back here one final time on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, joined by Logan Bitterman, and then also his sister was a cameraman of the Sabetha Chat, which you could also go back and rewatch here. Again, that's Amanda Bitterman, who was taking control of the camera. We got Kirk Hillman back in studio, back one final time here for our Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. And who else better to give the player of the game to? Hike, it's Carter Hike. Four touchdowns on the game. He had one rushing yard touchdown, 1 3-yard touchdown, had 1 2-yard touchdown, and then a 15-yard rushing touchdown. Carter Hike, incredible numbers, over 25 carries on this game, over 80 yards rushing. He has been aggressive all in the year on the rushing attack. In fact, coming into the day, he had 1,100 total yards of offense out of the 1,300 yards this team came in to with tonight. So he's been a great player. And Logan, I'll give you one more final time to talk to you about Logan, or not about yourself here.
Hold your horses.
We're going to talk about Hike. This is dedicated to Hike here. You talk one final time about Hike and how great of a player he is and what we've been able to see him do tonight, especially as you mentioned earlier, his ability to get to the second level, run some guys over, but also just his speed.
Yeah, we talked about it coming into this one. You look at a season ago where last year he was the full-time starter at quarterback, and what he did with the O-line they had a season ago, he basically did the exact same thing tonight. He was an O-line that might not have been as good as that O-line, but still played a heck of a game here this evening in this one. But you also have to think about what Hike's done so far in his career. He was playing as a freshman. He wasn't playing QB, but he was running as a jet sweep, kind of what Strothman did tonight. That's what they were doing with him because he was too good not to put on the field as a freshman. That year, his brother was the starting running back on the team that year, and he was running almost 200 yards a game, it seemed like, every single night on Fridays. Last year, he was the starting quarterback. Look what he did. He led him to state. They wanted back-to-back seasons. Now he's the starter this year. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to go for a three-peat. The scariest thing, Hike's still just as good as last year with a little bit less O-line, still playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. He's only a junior. Think about next year as well. He could still have a next phenomenal senior year next year as well.
Yeah, you talk about his sophomore season. Again, just one last thing real quick. He finished the year with 43 touchdowns on the year. This year, coming into today, he had a total of 12 rushing touchdowns, but on the year, 16 touchdowns total. He adds to that with 20 touchdowns total. Now on the year, he's been an incredible player week in, week out. He'll continue that next week as Nima Hall will be set to take on Royal Valley. And the Blue Jays will look to bounce back against Oskaloosa. But that's your final tally of the night. The Thunder win 24-0 in this league and District 4 matchup against the Betha. Again, Crinan Prophet, Logan Bitterman, and Kirk Hillman back in studio saying one last time, thanks for tuning in to KNZA 92.1.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority,
Kansaland Radio.